Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we're welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission, all the way from the city of Verona here in Italy. We left Treviso and Venezia earlier today, and now we are here before an audience of Biafrans. If this place is echoing, if you're receiving any echo, you must bear with us, because we are in a church hall somewhere. We are having what is referred to, or what is known as, a town hall meeting with Biafrans here in Verona, the city of Romeo and Juliet, we've been told. We are here to broadcast Radio Biafra on this very day. If I'm not mistaken, the date today is the 19th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2014. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We say good morning. We say good afternoon. We say good evening. And we say good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world and their friends as well. We are welcoming you wherever you are. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, if you go to www.peopleofbiafra.org, if you go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you also download Radio Biafra app on your Android or any of your Apple devices, you should get Radio Biafra. If you go to Biafra television as well, you should receive Radio Biafra. It is incumbent upon you, it is your duty, to tell everybody, all those around where you are at this very moment, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins. You can inbox them via Facebook, you can use WhatsApp, you can use BlackBerry, you can use whatever device you have to tell them that Radio Biafra live transmission is on. Tell them that we are touring Italy. Tell them we are here to bring this very gospel to our people here. Tell them we are here as all the disciples did and the apostles, so are we. We are here to preach the gospel of Biafra without fear, without favor, because we want a Biafra that will come in truth and honesty. A Biafra that must come in our lifetime. A Biafra that must come between now and the end of 2015. A Biafra where men and women will rise up and be one. A Biafra where there will be no kidnapping. A Biafra where there will be no intimidation. A Biafra where there will be no marginalization. A Biafra where you cannot be deported from your own country. A Biafra where you can rise up in the morning and know that should anything happen to you, you'll be able to find remedy or a recourse within your society. That is the type of Biafra we're looking to build, and that is why we are here to preach it. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of this very wonderful radio station, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I must welcome you especially, and I must thank those of them in Treviso, our leaders in Treviso and also Venezia, and their wives, must thank them. We are also here in Verona, and we welcome each and every one of you. We are here to do what most people consider the impossible. We are here from this very hall this day. We are transmitting to the whole world. Wherever you have Biafrans that are listening to us this very moment, that is the technology we possess. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we say no to the vices that corrupted this zoological republic, as long as we remain different, as long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, there is nothing we can't accomplish. Nothing. There is nothing on this earth we cannot do, because we are Biafrans. And this is Radio Biafra, not any other radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Nothing like this ever happened before we came. Now we are here, nothing like this is happening. When we are gone, there will be nothing like us. Because man did not decide that we should come, Chukwu Abiamah decided that we should come. And that is why we are here. And that is why this very gospel must be preached. Because we are not here to steal from people. We are not here to deceive our own people. We are not here to pursue an impossible dream. We are here to restore the sovereignty, the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Something that was started many, many years ago. It lived for only 3 years until some people decided that Biafra shouldn't exist. And we gave up after only 3 years. This time we are going to fight for eternity. As long as we have no freedom, men will fight until they give it to us. We are not interested in the national confab. No, we are not. There is no need for it. We are here to get Biafra because we have not stolen from anybody. We have not done anything wrong. Our only crime is to be created Biafrans, the children of God, descended directly from Jigwe Abami himself, upon whom every glory belongs to. That is why we are here today, to preach this very gospel to you. This very gospel that we preach, that most people don't understand, that everybody in the world is listening, including Urobo people, who have today told Yorubas to go to hell. Urobo have told Yoruba, we are not part of you. Don't come to us anymore. Because they listen to Radio Biafra. They know who their relatives are. All those people they know, we can tell you how they came into existence. People are waking up. The so-called Niger Delta or South-South, they are joining us in the United Kingdom. They are coming to our meetings there. Because the truth is being preached. Because we are without fear in the presence of our enemies. If you're a true Biafran, you should be without fear. Because as I speak this very evening, Ikechukwu Eniago and Dosito Okeke from Thailand is our advance party. They're at home. They're in our land. As we promised you, we are going home this year. Our secretariat has moved back home. From there, we shall run these operations worldwide. We shall make it known to the world that it is either they give us Biafra or we burn the zoo in its entirety. Anybody who has made our life difficult, if you run from there, whichever country you go to will find you and kill you. I don't want people to underestimate what we can do. You should watch and see. This is 2014. We promised you, didn't we? We are in 2014. The first thing has happened. Our headquarters has gone home today as I speak to you. Osito Keke is there. So Ikechukwu Eniago is no longer in Thai. He's no longer in Malaysia. He has gone to Biafra land. And from there, we shall run our operations. And from there, Radio Biafra will broadcast to the world uninterrupted for 24 hours on the 30th of May of this year. We are going to bury our dead. We shall remember them. And then after that, we'll go and meet our enemies. Wherever we find them, we'll confront them. We are very, very serious. We don't need a multitude of people to come with us, but we need you to be with us in spirit to support what we are doing, because we are doing it for you. We are not doing it for ourselves, but for you. We are here to take you home. Some of you have not seen home for a very long time. Some of you, if you go back home, you get lost. You can't even get to your father's compound. We are here to return you from where you came from. We are here to make it possible for you to have the honor and dignity to be called a human being once again. Because right now you're an economic migrant. Right now you are a voluntary slave. We want to remove that yoke and that burden from you. And that is why we are here. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you once again. The barrister shall join me when he returns from his day's duties, because he works. As for those of us that have dedicated our life to the service of our country, we must do what comes naturally, and that is to preach the truth. Without fear and without hesitation, we cannot prevaricate and we cannot retreat. Neither can we contemplate surrender. We get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no third option. Either the Biafran flag is raised up or I'm raised 6 feet below. There is no in between. Because this time around, Biafra must come. It must come. We must welcome you. Who is our coordinator here, for goodness sake? Is he here with us now? In the absence of our coordinator, we need to see who represents him, because you must introduce yourself to the listening public, Biafrans all over the world, over 5 million of them listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster coming out of Africa that is without our transmitter. Imagine what will happen when our transmitter comes. All hell will break loose. That is why we are formidable, because of you. Because you've embraced the truth, and because you believe in Biafra. And that is why we are here, to make sure that for once in a lifetime you are very close to your radio station, that you can speak uninterrupted. No longer we've been calling, we can't get through. Now is your chance, your opportunity here in Verona, as they keep reminding me the city of Romeo and Juliet. I shall go there tomorrow to go and see for myself. I will go there tomorrow. But for today, we have to address the world. For today, we must tell them what we are doing to bring about Biafra. Because people must remind themselves, I keep saying this all the time, go and look at Somalia today. Look at Somalia in 1988, look at Somalia today. You know that their civilization has gone back nearly 2,000 years. If they refuse to give us what we want, if they continue to kill us, to marginalize us, if they continue to render us destitute, if they continue to do all these abominable things to us in the hope to subjugate and subdue us, if they continue to recruit the likes of Rocha Sokorocha to bring Islam to us, if they continue to get the likes of Peter Obi to kill us and dump us in the river, there is no way we can forgive them. There is no way we can forget. There is no way we can do any other thing apart from seek for the unadulterated restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We must go ahead and do as we've been mandated to do, which is to preach this very gospel. You will start, each and every one of you. You will give us your name and where you come from. As I said previously, I am Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku. That's where I come from. They call it Omuahia. That is the name given to us by British people, white people. There is nothing like Omuahia. Omuahia never existed before. You had Ibek, you had Ohoho, you had Olokoro and Obakala. There is nothing, I repeat, nothing like Omuahia until they came. That's the name we answer today. What a shame. I want you to go out there and rename Verona into something else. Call it Umunede. Why can't we call Verona Umunede then? Why can't we? What is stopping us from calling it Umunede? You see what they will do to you before you leave here. But some idiot came and branded a particular place inhabited by the children of God, did not fear, did not have any respect for creation, had no regard for Chukwu Abiama, who they call God, Jehovah. You renamed the children something else. Can you go to Israel today and call Israel Slovenia? Can you change the name of Israel? Can you change the name of Ethiopia? These are ancient people, children of God. But here we are, answering to Nigeria. Anybody answering to Nigeria is demented, is deranged. You see, the person must be very, very mad. The name God gave you is Biafra. We have the scientific proof, mathematical proof, not conjecture, not what somebody said. Somebody told you, we think. We have the proof as to where we come from. We know how the name Biafra came about and the precise moment we became Biafra from the Afar people. We know who we are. And somebody came from Scotland, tiny Scotland. Imo State is bigger than Scotland. I renamed you Nigeria. And that's what you're answering. How shameful. Why don't we go? Why don't we go to Scottish people and call them something else? Will they accept it? But we accepted Nigeria because we are black people from Africa who are incapable of reasoning beyond the needs of the stomach. That was why Che Guevara left Congo. He came to fight for liberation. He said these people are putting the needs of the stomach over their need to be free. People are not getting it in Italy. What on earth is going on? Who is saying they are not getting it? Why are they not getting it? Who said they are not getting it? I can't understand. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live. It's here. There are no red lines on our system. Go to another listening post. If you're finding it difficult getting in, go and tell them. Go to Biafra's in Italy. Go to the Facebook page and tell people. If you can't get us on radiobiafra.co, please go to peopleofbiafra.org. peopleofbiafra.org. Our transmission is going out here, live and direct. Go and tell them to try indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If one website fails you, go to another one. Sometimes it's overloaded. Nearly 5 million people trying to get on at the same time. It is too much for them. Even for a machine, it can be overwhelming. We must go on, please. you will give us your name and where you come from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, fellow Biafrans. I use this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting live from Verona. I'm speaking on behalf of the coordinator. I'm Lawrence Nana Nwosu from Ezumoha, Isiala Mbano local government. I'm using this opportunity to thank each and every one of you, especially our director, Nnamdi Kanu, for a wonderful work he has doing for Biafrans. And also, I thank all the Biafran crew for their wonderful works. And I pray that God will continue to bless their good work and bless them also. I thank God to protect and guide them wherever they go, wherever they preach this gospel of Biafra. I use this opportunity to thank each and every one of you. This is to tell you that Biafra is come to stand. No Jupiter, no whatsoever can stop us to move on. We pray that Chukwu Abiama will continue to lead us through, to guide us and protect us. Let me stop for now. I'll be back again. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Well spoken. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Are they still having problems? Can they please go? It's resolved now. Can they please go to any time you try? We announce this every blessed day. Anytime we announce radiobiafra.co, if you can't get it there, there's an other listening post you can go to. You go to People of Biafra, you will get it. Just type in People of Biafra on Google, you'll get it. You type in Indigenous People of Biafra, you'll get us. So you can listen there. I understand the need and attraction to go to the main website to listen. Or you can also listen on your mobile phone. Make sure you have enough data on your mobile phone. And then you can go and listen as well. You will take this microphone and give to people around here. Michael Iranya is with me. He has come from Padova, our national here in Italy, our national coordinator. He's here with me. He will introduce himself very, very briefly, please, just your name and where you come from for the purposes of those who may not have heard you before.
Good evening, my good people of Biafra, all over the world. Good afternoon. Good morning. My name is Michael Iranya. From Itu Ezinete, Mbisen, in Biafra land. We're here today in Verona to welcome all of you to stay tuned and listen to us tonight. Good evening once again.
Good evening. Thank you very much. And the next person, please, one after the other, your name and where you come from, please. Can somebody take the microphone and give to the people to speak? One after the other, please. Your name and where you come from. Go ahead.
Hello, great. Hello.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Great people of Biafra, I welcome you all wherever you are. I say good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever part of the world you are listening now. My name is Emmanuel Chid Uzigwe. I come from Abuja in Wangere local government area of Imo State in Biafra land. Thank you and God bless you as you listen.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, brothers and sisters of Biafra. I've seen Nnamdi and I believe it now. My name is Mrs. Lawrence Nana. I'm from Owerri.
Oh, where is it? Where you come from? Or
yes,
your
from Owerri, Imo State.
Where does your husband come
Urata.
From?
My husband is here, from Mbano.
That is where you come from?
Yes.
You are now from Mbano?
Ah, okay.
Yes, you are.
Nnamdi, my brother, the spirit that the Lord has moved to will also move every other woman. As a woman, I'm here to call all the Verona women to come out. Let us fight for what is our rights. I'm not afraid. I'm here 22 years in government service, so I can stand even outside an arena to talk, because I have children. Tomorrow my children will ask me, where are they from? What the Muslims are doing is bad. I, Mrs. Lawrence Inanna, is out for that war. Nnamdi, the women of Verona is supporting you. Mm-hmm. And next time, you will see the women of Verona. We are unity. We have unity and love. We must have to call. I'm calling the whole women, not only Verona. Italy as a whole. Let them come out and talk. I thank you, my director.
Thank you very much.
I remain stand for silence.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. I warned you people, I warned you that when the women come, that Nigeria cannot contain them. The British could not contain them. Part of the reason why they hate us is because they say your women are very, very stubborn. Our women have defended our honor in the past. They have made us safe in the past 1915, 1929, and 1947. And this very year, they will do one more thing. The last thing they will do for their race, where they come from, they will get Biafra for us. I keep saying it all the time. Believe you me, if it was one of our women who was leading MASOP a long time ago, would have gotten Biafra by now. They are formidable. The only thing you need to say to white people is that I will allow Igbo women to march on the street. Anything you want, they give you. And that is exemplified this very evening by our dear sister who is here. And also, I will commend the husband for the support, because without the husband's support, she will not stand here boldly to speak so eloquently as she did. It's an honor to have her in our midst, please. The next person.
Cha Igbo mmanu Biafra kwezu onu biko mu aga so na Igbo de ka ko Igbo edo cha manya ekele mo onye owula webtere ohere bia maka ihe ata kele ndi no nishi ndi mere ka onodo a nwishi igani ihu mu awu eze ukegbu awu onye ezuku aba aba South LGA Abia State. Dika ihe niile si na-aga, agamasị ekelere m ndị mere ọnọdụ a ya wụrụ ihe nwere isi, n'ihi na Biafra nọ n'obi onye Igbo ọwụla. Mana ihe na-awụzi nsogbu anyị na-enwewo, akpọ Biafra na-achọrọ ka akwalite ya, na-achọrọ ka itu ebido from ebe a kwụsịrị, anya na-ajụzi olee otu esi na-aga maka ya, olee otu esi na-ahụ maka ya. Ka o si dị ugbu a, ana m ekelegodo onye ọwụla maebi na oge dịrị ihe niile oge ga-eru mgbe anyị ga-ajụ ajụjụ iji ghọta ọfụma, n'ihi na ihe anyị bịara taa dịka ndị Verona, dịka ndị mụa hụtụrụlachi mmana, ihe anyị bụ n'obi bụ ka anyị ghọtagodo ihe na-emere bifo anyị amarazie ebe anyị si ama anyị aka. Biko Igbo mmanụ kwezuonu Biafra kwenu.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person. The reason why we speak in English language is because, as you heard, we have people from Ibibio, Efik, Anang. We have people from Ejo, people from Ogoni, people from Urobo and Ishekiri joining our meetings all over the world. We also want them to participate. When our transmitter comes, we will broadcast in our language. When we have Biafra, the Igbo parliament will make laws in Igbo language. The Ibibio parliament will make laws in Ibibio language so that our languages will not die. Very, very important. Very, very important. Please go ahead. That's no problem. That's okay. That's okay. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafras all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be at this moment. My name, before I go forward, I want to remind my fellow Biafrans here that there's a way we greet our fellow Biafrans. Here in Verona, we greet like this. For those of you who don't know, we say Biafra kwenu, Biafra kwenu, Biafra kwezuonu, Oduma Biafra. My name is Ugochukwu Oraka Nwabeze. I am from Nnewi North, in Nnewi. I'm original Nnewi. And I welcome all my fellow Biafrans all over the world. I think we are still introducing ourselves. So when it is time, we'll come back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please, the next person, if it can't get to you, you please stand up and come forward. Go ahead.
Good evening, all. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all Biafrans. My name is Martin Arebe Onyumulere, Odu Anambra Local Government, Anambra State, Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. My name is Azubike Dike from Omola, Amiibo, Imo State, in Biafra land. I'm very, very happy to welcome Radio Biafra in Verona. Thank you all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my fellow Biafrans.
Yeah, no, just put it on your mouth, close to your mouth. Yeah.
My name is Ndubisi Onacho from Imo State, in Idato local government, in Omobom. I'm very happy today to see the broadcasting of Biafra live here in Verona. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Before you go for any further, my dear brother, I'll welcome Barrister Mamezi. The barrister has joined us. Barrister, our people are here. Our ladies are here as well. We are in Verona. And this is Radio Biafra. You will acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra scattered all over the world. Please, you may proceed.
Toronto, people in Verona, good evening to all of you. And good evening, Director, for going everywhere, every location, every state, every province. You are doing the job as a Biafran and you are representing all of us. People in Verona, we thank you, especially for the reception given to Director, which is the reception for the whole Biafra, not only him because he's there physically. All of us are with you there as he is broadcasting from Verona. Every spirit is channeled straight into Verona. I thank my fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, those in the zoo and those in Biafra land, we are scattered all over the place. East, west, north, south. Today is another broadcasting day. And of course, we always have opinions, ideas to share. Director, I'm very impressed from that my sister from Owerri, Mrs. Nanna. As you know, wherever we are, we make a mark. My sister, well done, Mrs. Nanna. I heard your voice.
Yes.
Keep it up. See if you can convert the whole Rome or Italy, as you may see it. I'm grateful. I'm happy for all of you there. I'm happy for all Biafrans, wherever they are, who are making every effort to gallivant and to ginger everybody to come on board. I also have to thank every Biafra who've been inboxing me and giving all of us the support that we mostly need. I appreciate all of you. I respect Biafrans. I am proud as a Biafran. And may God bless all of you wherever you are. We will deliberate about restoration of Biafra. Whoever is trying to stop Biafrans from moving, the person will have he or himself as a group themselves or as a government or state, they will have themselves to be blamed because we have enslaved. We've been enslaved too far that we don't even recognize ourselves anymore. It doesn't make any more meaning. Most of us don't even know they are in slavery. But we are trying to tell you that you are in slavery. The combination of Hausa, Yoruba, and Igbo has expired. We need to be reminding you, some of you who are just joining in, and some of you who might even be wanting to ask questions, we have to be reminding you where we are and bring you up to speed. We are moving forward. We've covered a lot of ground. We are just running home. When an aircraft is taxiing, it will take off. We have taken off and we are in the midst of landing because we are going to Biafra land. Director, I did my best this afternoon to contact you on a personal issue, but I didn't. We do that after the broadcast.
No problem.
Please remind me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Good evening.
Thank you. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. The barrister himself is a very good Biafran. I wish we could have about, say, 4 more people like him, and Biafra will come. These are men who are not only dedicated, like the barrister himself and Uche Mefo, very, very dedicated, very, very loyal, very, very focused. You count on them morning, noon, and night. We have our debates. We have our arguments and our disagreements. It doesn't affect one thing we have in common, which is Biafra, to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Not just any Biafra that will look like the zoo, but a Biafra of truth and honesty. I consider myself to be privileged to be working with somebody in the cabinet of Barrister Mamezu. I consider it an honor to be working with him, because men like that make me know that indeed that Biafrans are a great people. I am indebted to him. Please, you may continue. Who's the next person, please? Your name and where you come from. Is off. Push it up, please. Is off. Push it up. That's it. Correct. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Belongu Ogechukwu. I'm from Umuruga, Agwata local government of Anambra State. I just want to tell us, Biafrans all over the world, that we can do it. We just need the right spirit to forge ahead, and we can take that which belongs to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are going to take it. It's ours, and we'll take it. Please just come forward, if you don't mind. Just a very short journey. Go ahead. Don't turn it off again, please. Switch it on. It's off.
Biafra Kwenu. Biafra Kwenu. Biafra Kwezonu. My name is Izuchuku Akunetiboku. I'm from Newi. I'm from Ukpo, Newi South, local government of Biafra. I congratulate my brother who came to share this ministers today, and I'm very happy to be a Biafran, and I continue to ask God to strengthen all the people of Biafra wherever they are, in the east, in the west, in the north and south, all over the world. Biafra must succeed wherever they go. And I continue to pray that the God of Biafra will rise up of Biafra. Come rain, come sun, the people of Biafra must succeed in wherever they are. Because all these things that is happening in the south, that is happening in the northern south, in fact, I'm not happy about it. I pray that Biafra should march forward. We must go. We must succeed. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Personally, I'm coming into this forum for the first time, but I have a question to ask. What exactly is the inspiration behind all these things?
Can we have your name, please?
I'm Dr. Lynn Ekete from Udi Local Government.
Thank you.
I should like to know, how famous is this Radio Biafra in the Nigerian panorama, or is this just limited to the realities of Igbo-speaking people in diaspora?
No, it is not. It's a very good question. It's because of us that they talk about that, the fact that they want the zoo to be united on a daily basis. Are there any other people talking about breaking away from the zoo? Is the question I'm asking. Is any other group agitating for the total disintegration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? Apart from us, the indigenous people of Biafra. Therefore, any time you open your newspaper and you hear them saying, Nigeria will not break, we want unity, pray for unity. Who are they saying all those things because of? Because of the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the only group in the whole world campaigning and conversing very seriously for this very zoo to come to an end. We are the ones making them to reshuffle their army and relocate them, we made it possible for Britain to take their warship down to the Battle of Biafra. Before we came, did anybody do any of those things? The answer is no. Before we came, when you put Biafra on Google, what happens? It comes back with a red underline. Before we came, if you word process the word Biafra, it is underlined in red. Today, it is not there anymore. So we are formidable. Those that listen to us are those in power. The Yoruba people listen to us, so are the Shekiris. And today they have told the Yoruba people to stay away from our land. We are not related to you. In other words, today the Yorubas declared that their interest lies with Biafra. Before now, that was impossible to do. We are making it very clear. If you go and listen to the speech made, or speeches, I would say, made by Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State, you will see how far we have gone. Everything they do in the zoo, every reaction is based on what they hear from Radio Biafra. Our transmitter is not up and running yet, we agree, we admit that. But we get to very many places. As I'm speaking to you and as you've just spoken, nothing less than 5 million people have heard your voice. And you will see what will happen when we open our lines. You will see in a minute. Isn't it?
It is.
You will see now in a short while. Thank you very much for your question. Thank you. The next person, please.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Prince Kent, Mayor of Verona.
Prince who?
Kent.
What is Kent? What is your name?
Kent. From Imo State, I'm able.
Kent?
Yes. That's my name. Mash.
You can't tell him his name.
What are you saying? Prince Kent. Thank you. I'm from Imo State. My dear brothers and sisters of Biafran, I pray that God will hear our prayer.
You say?
For Biafra, go on. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The next person, please. Go ahead.
Biafra Queen. Biafra Queen.
Biafra.
Biafra Queen Zone.
Oh, the more Biafra.
Afambo, Amo Bionibo, Eshimo, Enugu State. So I pray that Almighty God has started this journey. We see us through in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. The next person, please.
Good evening, all Biafrans.
Good evening.
Please, I want to sing one song.
Of course you can.
Evai Nala, Evai Nala, Uno Biafra. Evai Nala, Uno Biafra, Chukwa Viamana Po, Umu Biafra, Eva Inala La Vuna La Biafra, Anawagomo, Eva Inala, Uno Biafra, Chukwa Viamana Po, Umu Biafra, Anyigana, Nuno Biafra, Eva Inala La Vuna La Biafra, Biafra Queen. First of all, I want to thank Chukwu Abiam. Two, I want to thank the parents of our director, Nnamdi Kanu. Third, I want to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra in the whole world. Fourth, I want to thank our able director, Michael Iruanya in Padova. Fifth, I want to thank my lovely husband, who is the coordinator in this Verona. So I say, may the Chukwu Abiam continue to bless everybody in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As my sister, Mrs. Nana said, I urge all the women in Verona to come out. Let us see the Biafra land in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I still want to call all my friends. I won't say their name on air, but I want them to come out, to come and join this struggle in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Chukwu Abiam bless this land in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. She has spoken like the wife of the coordinator. It reminds me of how the wife of the pastor speaks when you go to meetings.
In the village. Very good. Thank you very much. I'm honored. Thank you.
Biafra Kwelu. Biafra Kwelu. No, not you. Biafra Kwelu. That is it. We are soldiers, gallant one like that. What it mean? We must get our freedom. They like it or not. Guys, I want to remember you guys something. The Hausas, they kill our sisters, they kill our brothers, babies, infants. They show it on the internet, Facebook, for us to go crazy. May it's fuck. Sorry, director. The Bakassi boys of Nigeria those days, do you remember what they did? We did more than that. We can still do more to the northerners. If we rant, we are not afraid of our enemy. What do you mean? My name is Jim Christopher Uloka. I'm from Azia here at the local government, Biafra land. Thank you very much. The younger brother to the coordinator, please.
Thank you very much. The family is well represented. Well represented. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we must welcome you once again, wherever you are on this planet. We are in Verona. Has somebody here not given us their name? Is there any person who has not given us their name, please? Yes, he will give us his name. Is he one of us? He's a Biafran. Nenania, one day Biafra. So he's one of us now. So I want to know who he is.
Biafra Kelenu. I may have a different view. The different view I'm having is this. We have the Igbo leaders like Ekwu Emedem. Are they with us? Sylvester Ugori, who was the governor of Biafra Central Bank, are they with us? The leaders of the Igbos, are we together? Are we doing this fighting alone? Are we segregated? United we stand, divided we fall.
Agreed.
That's why I'm trying to understand what we are doing before I say stand. Please, let us put our hands together, put our brains together before we go for this big war. Thank you.
And your name?
I'm Chaleke Bainem from MBC in Imo State.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, everything he has, which is quite right, actually, that he holds that view. But that is where we call what we do a gospel. We are here to preach. Then after the sermon this evening, after this service, we believe he'll be convinced and even be more radical than our dear sisters here. That's what we're hoping for. We are going to prove it. It's in our news. Because there comes a time when you have to choose who you will serve. I will not live in a country where my people are being killed. I cannot live in a country where my people are being deported from a part of that same country. I cannot live in a country where you take money from me and go and pay people killing me compensation for killing me. I become a sport, a blood sport. If you kill me, you get compensated. I cannot live in a country where there is no electricity. I can't live in a country where you cannot go to school properly. I cannot live in a country with kidnappers. I cannot live in a country where you don't have access to housing. I can't live in a country where you don't have access to potable clean water. I cannot live in a country that is incapable of any meaningful human development. I can't. That is my problem. I cannot. We are in Verona. That is light. Is that correct? You can drive from here now to Padova when we finish. Is that correct? Onwonyi Hioman Asonso. I rest my case. If you have Igbo men and women who cannot rise up and say that the killing of their people is wrong, they are not worthy to be called elders. Not worthy at all. Before God and before man. What have they said since Boko Haram started killing you? I want to know. You mentioned the Kweme. By the time we were campaigning for our people to come back, Arewa Consultative Forum sent their most powerful delegation ever in this world to Enugu. And they put up a banner at Enugu. Barakazete, Baraka Desalazi, Barakanzuwa, whatever nonsense they wrote on it. To welcome Hausa people
into Igbo land, our capital. And do you know what they came for? They came to tell Igbo elders, so to speak, Ohanaeze, not to call for the return of Igbos from the north. That's all. Because any day Igbos leave the north, Nigeria will break. It's very simple. You are there and they are killing your children. There was a family that was killed. Was it in Agwata? The entire family wiped out. The Sabongeri bombing. Did the Kweme say anything? Did Sylvester Ugo say anything? Did Ohanaeze say anything? When their children were deported from Lagos, you are going to walk, Yoruba man will get hold of you and deport you to Onitsha. Did they say anything? There is a saying where we come from. Aka anoge nebu nwata. You see, I was born and bred in the village. I understand our customs and our tradition to the bone. Nobody teaches me anything. Everything I know about my culture and the way of life of our people was born from my upbringing from the village. Not from the town, the village. Anytime an elder... We were coming today and somebody was explaining to me what the father used to do when he was young. The father would rise up in the morning and take a piece of clay, nzu, and kola nut, oji, and go outside and incantate Igofo and say, if I have planned anything bad for anybody, if I have done anything wrong, this is in the morning. After washing their hands, if I've done anything wrong, if I have been somewhere where evil is being planned that I did not say it, Chukwu Abiyama, take my life. But if not, it will be well with me and my family. That is the prayer of ancient people. That's the way they pray. Is that correct? Do you know what that means? Is it to be there and the goat will give birth? No. You cannot be there and they are killing your children. You close your mouth because of your contract at Abuja. And you want to be called an elder. What type of elder are you? There is something called Oke Son Abanyanaji. Have you heard of that expression before? Oke Son Abanyanaji. Okarere Abanyanaji. They insult our intelligence. They think we are stupid. We are people that revere our elders. We respect them. That's how we are born. If somebody is older than you by 2 years, boy, you're dead. Is that correct? We respect our elders. We know how it works. Come on. We respect you and you respect us. When evil is happening, you say evil is happening. Are there any kidnappings going on in the northern part of the zoo? Or in Yoruba land? Only in your land. Why is that? Why? That is why we are here to solve that problem. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Our news presentation is in a style that makes people to understand the news, because news in Africa is written in English language. Because of English lexicon and nuances, people don't appreciate the depth and the gravity of the news. That is why we cast our news differently, that people may understand what is hidden, the hidden meaning behind the news. That's why we are here. So there is no Zike Gwoncha with us. We explain things to you the way it is. We must welcome you once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting on this very day, if I can see my systems very clearly, that Boko Haram's, this is what presidency is saying in the zoo. You must understand, our hands are tied, according to Jonathan. When it comes to Boko Haram, in other words, they can't do anything. We reported this yesterday. Our brother is asking why. We want him to do an experiment. Doctor, you will listen to Radio Biafra for 4 days and then listen to what will happen in Nigeria for another 4 days. You will see what will happen. Everything they hear here is what they discuss. In other words, we actually set the policy agenda in the zoo. The useless idiot, the motor mouth of Yoruba land, Gani, whatever the Kayo, they know the idiot that talks nonsense about Bianca. Because we asked him a question on Radio Biafra, tell me one major set piece war that the Yorubas have ever won, even battle. Tell me. He couldn't tell me. he came and started saying that some people are denigrating Yoruba people. Who is he referring to? To us. They are all listening right now. If you have any friend in Abuja that has upstairs, call the person now that listens to Radio Biafra. The same way that if you don't hear Radio Biafra, you fall sick, is how it is with them, including Jonathan. Jonathan was listening to Radio Biafra as far back as 2009. The driver called me on the phone and told me that the master listens to Radio Biafra then, and is still listening up until today. We went away and went quiet for a couple of days and removed Stella Odua, the most fatal error he's ever made. And he will live to regret it, because we don't forgive or forget. Here we don't. Others may, but we don't. Boko Haram, our hands are tied according to the Zoo presidency. We are also reporting, Jesus Christ, do you know what is trillion? Who knows what is trillion here? Trillion. How many billion makes a trillion? That is correct. 1 trillion spent on kerosene subsidy in 4 years. 1 trillion. Trillion. No wonder they want one Nigeria. Do you see why they want one Nigeria? If you're getting 1 trillion, wouldn't you want one Nigeria? Let's be honest. 1 trillion. Kerosene is coming from your land. For those who don't know what kerosene is, you get kerosene from crude oil. Crude oil comes from Ohajewe Muguta, from our mama, from Okwa, from Ebema. The same thing that is coming from your land, Babangida will take to Ivory Coast and refine for free. He will dock his ship. The ship will take all the oil from Biafra land. They go to Ivory Coast to refine it and bring it back to you. Listen to the funniest part of it. And as Babangida is bringing back the kerosene and the engine oil and fuel and diesel, they also pay him. You don't understand what I'm saying, for goodness sake. You're not following what I'm telling you. He takes the crude oil for free. He doesn't pay. He used the money he got from the Zoo to go and build a refinery in Ivory Coast. He takes it to Ivory Coast, they refine it, giving employment to people that work for him in his refinery. He brings back the refined products, and then you pay him again. And they ask us, why do you want Biafra? Why do you want Biafra? Person must be insane. The Senate in the Zoo has confirmed Guzao, Obanikoro, and 9 others as ministers. Now we want to go and see how many so-called Southeast ministers are in Jonathan's new cabinet. We are going to find out now tonight. Akwachola Stella Odua. They've sacked her now. We want to see who the new chief of staff is. I told you this man is like Ironsi. The same fate that befell Ironsi will befall him. Nothing will happen. They say it cannot happen. I said, do you know Anwar Sadat? He was taken out, and what did they do? Nothing. What can you do? All you say is we leave it in the hands of God. That's what you say now. You go to church and do prayer and fasting. The man that killed 3.5 billion of you and the friend of Locha Sokorocha, go on, says that Nigerians must be united. That is in response to Dr. Dia. Who are they talking about? Who is talking about separation from the Zoo? Only one set of people, the genuine Biafran people, indigenous people of Biafra. Only, no other person. Others are asking Wazirike is asking to go and vote for Igbo presidency. Who else? Is OPC asking for separation from the Zoo? Is Boko Haram asking for separation from the Zoo? They want to convert it to Islam as part of one Nigeria, that's all. We are the only people campaigning for disintegration of the Zoological Republic. Only us. And because of us, our brother was asking, is anything happening? Do they know? But go on, he's saying it here. He wants us to be united. That was the MA of KANU saying he wants us to be united. Why? Because of us. My dear brother, we wrote to all of them. We wrote to Obama. We wrote to Cameron. We wrote to every major government in the world. We wrote to every senator. We wrote to Jonathan. We wrote to every traditional ruler in Biafra land. So they know what we are doing. We are very formidable. Jonathan keeps the chief of staff position in Yoruba land. The job of Ihejirika. They said he was, is here now, chief of staff, of his own chief of staff. Not army staff, I must say. Chief of staff of his own people that poisoned him before. Do you know that Jonathan was poisoned a while ago? How many of you know that? Oh, they don't know. He's trusting you. The same thing Yoruba did. He trusted Yorubas. What do they call them in Hausa language? Meaning what? Also. But. It doesn't come out in the day, not in the night. It's not a bird, it's not a human being. These are the people you leave your life in their hands. I feel sorry for him. How 45 directors has the Ministry of Foreign... Listen very carefully, those that give you your passport. Ministry of Foreign Affairs colluded with Nigeria's Attorney General and Minister to reverse their retirement. It's time to go. You say you don't want to go. Amazing. And now Dr. Ekweme is going to lead the Igbo team to national conference. And do you know what the outcome is going to be? They will sign a new agreement and say, we agree to want Nigeria to go on, isn't it? He was the vice president. And now we must bring you the news in far more greater detail. Please, if people can switch off their phones, we'll be very grateful because the world is listening. The world is listening, please. The presidency explained yesterday why the Nigeria security forces have found it difficult to completely flush out from their hideouts members of Boko Haram. They have been massacring innocent people and massively destroying properties in the northeastern part of the zoo. The government admitted that the situation was a very complex one. It said the security forces were constrained by international conventions which prevented them from pursuing terrorists to foreign countries, while the civilian settlements are also located within the vicinity of the insurgents' hideouts, making selective engagement tenuous and difficult. The Senate, on its part, argued that the war on Boko Haram must be won by the security operatives. Addressing journalists in Abuja yesterday, the Senate Special Assistant to the President on Public Affairs, Dr. Doyin Okupe, who was apparently reacting to the claim made by Borno State Governor Alhaji Kashim Shettima that it was impossible for the military to defeat the terrorists, said what is in place today is a guerrilla warfare and not a conventional one. Okupe, a Yoruba man, who noted that it was not true that the insurgents were better armed than the Nigerian armed forces, however, accused the international community of fueling the continued actions of the insurgents in some parts of the country, adding that it was wrong for anyone in the country to say that the country's military cannot face the insurgents. This is the news we are bringing to you. They cannot defeat Boko Haram, they know it very clearly. Do you know what this man said? That Boko Haram is located within civilians, making selective targeting of the terrorists impossible. Do any of you here remember Odi? I'm waiting. Under Obasanjo, what happened at Odi? Bombed from the air. Men, women, and children slaughtered. Why is it then that Boko Haram cannot be bombed by the Nigerian Air Force? Why? Because those commanding the Air Force in the zoo are Hausa men. They will not give the order for you to take off and go and bomb their own people. But when Obasanjo was in power, Obasanjo knew that Odi people are Biafrans. Nobody will say anything. They went there. Odi is in Bayelsa State, is that correct? Jonathan's territory. And bombed it from the air. Did CNN report it? Did BBC report it? A clear case of war crimes, but because Obasanjo is a senior Grandmaster of the Ogboni Fraternity affiliated to the Freemasons of England, Grand Lodge. He was not prosecuted. For war crimes in this age, the same situation has arisen in Northern Land, in Hausa Land, Borno. They don't want to use Nigerian Air Force, but they use Nigerian Air Force to go and kill women at Udi. Double standard. People ask me, why do you want Biafra? You don't know Obasanjo bombed Udi. You don't know that. When I get news, Abba. That's the news we're bringing to you today. We must continue. Despite the inability of many Nigerians to buy kerosene, are you listening to the news? Inability to buy kerosene. Eh? At the official 50 naira per liter, it was disclosed yesterday that the country had spent a whopping 1 trillion over the past 4 years to subsidize the domestic product. Do you know what subsidy is? It means that kerosene is supposed to cost about 200 naira per liter. The Zoo government of Nigeria is now paying 150 naira so that you can get it at 50 naira. Now, that 150 naira they are paying, who is receiving it? A very simple question. Who is receiving the money? That is the meaning of subsidy. That is why you don't present news in English to African people. They don't understand it back home. You are educated, maybe that's your, you understand subsidy. Back home, they don't. My grandmother will not know the meaning of subsidy. Subsidy is that the same oil that comes from Egbema, from Ahaji, from Awomama, from Okwa, the same oil from where you derive kerosene from. Mind you, there's a refinery in Port Harcourt, you know. Somebody is being paid. They are telling us that the price of 1 liter of kerosene is 200 naira. Somebody is being paid 150 naira that I may get kerosene, which comes out for free from the ground, you know, mind you, for 50 naira. Who is receiving that money and who is paying it? Now you see why Yorubas want one Nigeria. And Hausa corrupt men. And Fulani, they are puppet masters. If you're getting somebody paying you 1 trillion every 4 years, why would you want the country to break? What for? Now you see where they get their money from. Why they want you to remain as slaves. You are here. I went to Napoli, it was only Mbano people I saw there. In Treviso, it's only Olu. Olu has taken over Treviso. We like it. They came out in huge numbers. We welcome them. Everywhere you go to, you find our people scattered everywhere. This 1 trillion we are talking about is coming from your village, where you come from. For information, in case you don't know. These billions and trillions comes from where you come from. But you are here in another person's land. Under the code, paying tax, and also sending money home. Some of the money you send home is used to buy kerosene. That's something that comes up from your ground for free. How much money do we make from so-called solid minerals from the north? Can anybody tell me how much Hausa, Fulani economies of the north contribute to the Nigerian economy? I have asked this question before, which nobody has ever answered me. I think it was said by the barrister himself. What does Yoruba contribute to the Nigerian economy? Yoruba, what do they contribute? What? No, somebody should tell me. Yoruba, what do they bring to the table? The answer is nothing. They are the ones, chief of staff, making statement to Jonathan. Pandi Yoruba. That's why the Hausas call them bat. Awesome. Very clever people. The Senate yesterday confirmed former National Security Advisor General Muhammad Aliyu Guzau, former Nigerian High Commissioner to Ghana, Musiliu Obanikoro, and former Governor of Adamawa State, Mr. Boni Haruna from Zamfara, Lagos, and Adamawa States as ministers. Former Nigerian Ambassador to China, Aminu Wali, former Majority Leader, House of Reps, Muhammad Wakil, Mrs. Akon Etim, Eyakenyi, and Mrs. Laurencia Labaran Malam, representing Kano, Borno, Akwa Ibom, and Kaduna states, we are also confirmed. Others, we are Dr. Kahiru Al-Hassan from Sokoto, Al-Haji Abdul Jalil Adesanya from Oshun, Mr. T.W. Danogogo from Rivers, and Mrs. Asabe Asmao Ahmed from Niger State. However, the Senate deferred the confirmation of Hajia Salik, one of the nominees from Kano State. No reason was given for the action, even as the nominees did not appear with orders for screening throughout the 3 days of exercise. Who is representing Anambra? I'm waiting now. Who is there for Abia? How about Imo State? Surely there's somebody from Ebonyi. Anybody from Ebonyi? There? Nobody. Minister? Sorry? They are being screened to be sworn in, nominees, forwarded to the Senate for screening. Did you see here any of your names there? It's not worth reading. Former head of state and the genocide commander-in-chief that killed 3.5 million of you. The reason why you are abroad, the reason why you went into buying and selling, the reason why you have kidnapping today due to hardship, this man is responsible for it. His name is Yakubu Gowon. Incidentally, a very close friend of Rochas Okorocha. He said he is in the board of patrons of Arewa Constitutive Forum. On Tuesday, he bemoaned Nigeria's unending woes and said the country could only overcome its challenges through the unity of the citizens. Gowon, who spoke at the inauguration of the new officers of Arewa Consultative Forum, this man is a Christian. But you see how clever the Hausa Fulani people are. Fulani people are very clever. The most clever people that believe you me, Fulani, brain. They used him. Him and Danjuma. They allowed him to govern for a while, but after that the power came to them. The same thing they are doing now with Obasanjo, and they will do with Jonathan. After Jonathan, the power goes to the north for the next 32 years. You will not see it unless we get Biafra. 32 years. North Central, Northwest, and Northeast. 8 years each. In other words, we will die by the time maybe Rochas Okorocha's grandchild will say they want to be president under Islamic Party of Igbo people. This man killed you. He is in Arewa Consultative Forum talking about unity. Nobody has prosecuted Gowon. Somebody sent me a message yesterday that there was an officer, I don't know if I can find it, that killed only they said he killed, is it 40 people or 400 people? Germany convicted him. Germany. I must find it. Only Germany here convicted him. Gowon has been killing our people. Killed our people and is responsible for the mess that we are in. Has anyone persecuted him? The answer is no. We must try and find that very message. We must find it. We must find it. I will. When you speak, I'll find it. Everybody that committed war crimes, they have been in jail or executed. The only place where the world, Britain, they are saying, oh, no war crimes took place is in Biafra land where you come from. And that is the reason why they can mount their warship anytime, any day, because the last time they did it, even those that killed you, you gave them chieftaincy title. Somebody comes to your house, rapes your wife and your mother and your grandma, kills your father in front of you. You're a man. You're standing. And takes your youngest daughter of 4 years old away to go and marry her, a 50-year-old man. After a few years, you go back and bring him back and make him chief. Ochiro's one of your household. How do you think that those that died will look at you? Your father that this man killed. Do you see why every Igbo meeting in the world is in disarray? Do you see why Igbos, they keep talking about unity, unity, which can never come? Because our hands are very bloody. Do you see why? Anything you like, you can do from now till that kingdom come. Once you form any group, you call it Igbo, you can never make progress in your life. Never. 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 Go and check anywhere in the world. If any Igbo group is making any headway, the answer is no. Capital no. But before the war, what happened? We had Igbo State Union. They built National High School, Aba. There were an institution in the north, the likes of EKGNA, Nigerian Railway Corporation. When Opara came to Jos shut down. Igbo's close. Jos, you see Jos? Jos was shut down because Opara was coming. They were called Igbo State Union. Igbo Union then. Because of them, they proscribed what they call sociocultural groups because of Igbo Union. Not because of Egbo Moduduwa or Yoruba Parakpa. No. Igbo Union. Today, every group answering to Igbo Union, you contribute money, they take it and run away. There is tussle after tussle, one faction, six factions in one group. The only thing they can do for you is to take you home when you die. It's like a burial committee. If you're lucky, that is. And then somebody will take your wife and continue from where you stopped. And your life is over. Only Biafra can save you. You can answer Igbo from now till the kingdom come. You will die in it. You can't achieve anything. Look at Ohanaeze. Have you seen their building before Tenugu? Who has been to Ohanaeze headquarters before Tenugu? Huh? Do you know it's crumbling? Akwandema Diego, a rich man, Igbo, prominent Igbo man. My food. Go on, is here talking about national unity. He is here coming to Imo State to eat and dine with Roger Sokorocha. This man is responsible for the death of your children, the death of your uncles, your brothers, your sisters. This man is alive. And because of him, when we speak to governments about Biafra, they laugh at us as if people are not serious. They told me to my face. I said to the man, do you want us to go and fight? He said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But when the people are serious, we will know. You don't need to come to us, we will know that you're serious. I won't tell you the government. Okwa face to face, direct interaction. He said, when you people are ready, the world will know. Now we don't, and nothing is happening. That was how he put it. Somebody came to your house and dishonored, reduced you to nothing as a man. And you're clapping. The next day, bring him back, give him chieftaincy title. And you think the dead will be happy with you. The only thing that can save you is Biafra. Without Biafra, in the next 75 years, you won't exist anywhere. There are the Luango people who are our closest cousins. They inhabited the present-day Congo. Our people are the same blood. We came from the Afa people from Ethiopia. Now I'm giving you a secret. We came with them. They settled in the Congo area. We continued ourselves to drive away the people they call the people of the forest, the Bijango people. The place you are today, we're inhabited by the... Oh God, I'm giving away this news. I said I'll give you on the 30th of May. Because of their sinful ways, Chukwu Abiam wiped them out from the surface of the earth as a warning to us. The same thing will happen to you without Biafra, 75 years and you're gone. Echefunu, who are you that God cannot close you down with your impunity, kidnapping, children giving birth and selling their babies? And people ask me, why do you want Biafra? They must be stupid. Why do I want Biafra? A child of 14, 15 years old, you give birth and you sell your child for 100,000 naira. When the market is good, it goes up to 175, depending on who is adopting. If they're coming from the US, you raise the price. The price is different depending on where the couple is coming from. If the couple are living locally, managing civil servants, is 100,000. If you come from maybe Italy or England, is 175, depending on the mood of the market for babies. Then if from the US, maybe it's 250. Okay, Bunisiputa. You think it's happening somewhere in hellfire? Is your from your villages? Our people must reason. We must continue. President Goodluck Jonathan has appointed Brigadier General Jones Oladeyinde Arogbofa as the new Chief of Staff. So what is wrong with somebody from Aja, somebody from Efik, from Ibibio, from Igbo land, from Idoma? Do you see why I said this man will end up like Ironsi? His chief of staff is a Yoruba man. Who was the chief of staff when Obasanjo was there? Who was the chief of staff? Was it an Igbo man? Who was chief of staff when, Yaradua was there? Not an Igbo man. But you see how your people behave. I'll tell you what will happen to him. There are these criminals, corrupt people. Let's go and read the proper news that our brother wants to hear. He's here. As the presidency begins to receive list of delegates' names for the national conference, the Apex Igbo Sociocultural Group, or Hanese Ndi Igbo, has indicated that former Vice President Dr. Alex Ekweme is likely to lead other 14 people from the region to the conference. Ohanaeze Ndi Igbo Secretary General Dr. Joe Nwogo, who disclosed this to Daily Sun in Enugu, said it was a difficult task for Ohanaeze to select 15 people out of over 1,000 out of 1,500 people that want to go. Who are eminently qualified to represent? 1,500 are qualified. So they're looking for who is difficult to select. So who do you think they're going to select? If you're radical, would they select you? Huh? If they're not hearing your name in Abuja, if you don't live in Abuja or Lagos, will you go with them? Everybody that will go to this conference will either be in Abuja or in Lagos. Mark my word. Maybe if they're sensible, they will allow EKDF to go with them. That's all. The rest is Abuja, Lagos, Abuja, Lagos. That's it. And after the conference to discuss the well-being of their people, they go back to Lagos. From Abuja, they fly straight back to Lagos. Please, that's our news today. The barrister will join me very shortly. And he will try and make sense of what we are presenting. Because to me, sometimes the news doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Our coordinator is here, is that correct? Yes. Where is Festus? Where is he? He will acknowledge Biafran people all over the world. We are everywhere on this planet. Everywhere.
Good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, Malaysians. Good evening, London. Good evening, Italy. My name is Festus Uloka. I happen to be the coordinator of Verona. And I'm happy this evening that my director is with me. That is, I am a little bit short of words. But seeing the director with me today is a big pleasure. And I welcome all Biafrans that is here with me this evening. I say God bless you all for coming to honor our invitation, to know how we are going to resurrect, to support the movement of indigenous people of Biafra. I greet Karomonde, Ikechukwu Enyagu, Barrister Imam Mezu. I say, may God bless you all. Meshukwa Biama, continue to be blessing you all. All my coordinators, those in Rome, Noma, all, God bless you all. The ball is in my court, and I'll make sure I play the game well so Biafra to rise. We are the Veronas. We are here to make sure that Biafra comes. And in Biafra we live. Without Biafra, nothing else. All hail Biafra. Biafra Kwen! Yeah. Biafra Kwen! Yeah. Biafra Kwen Swen! Odima Biafra. Oyan.
Thank you.
Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We'll come to that song in a short while. Let's go to the bar. I love it. We'll sing it tonight. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Director, you've forgotten you cannot sing a love song in a foreign land. And you're doing that.
That is true.
You are singing Biafra song in a foreign land. Director, you are in breach of the peace. In breach.
Yes. Anyway, I stand to be corrected. Thank you. Thank you.
You are in breach. So watch it. When you get to Biafra land, and of course, I will join in the chorus. But for now, you are in a whim. I'm angry. I'm not in the mood to laugh or smile. or sing any song or even partake in the singing of song. When I'm happy, then I'll sing. We gotta be serious, because as we talk, those who are planning against us are creeping in. They are listening. They will say, oh, these guys are happy. When we take the guns, then I will tell you, I have a very good voice for singing. I sing very well. I was known as a little boy, as somebody who became a musician. And of course, it wasn't to be. I'm not to sing for anything. Director, the news you read, as usual, is neither here nor there. Anya Lenkea, we are looking for our own homeland. Not interested in what they are doing over there. Ekweme will go there and sign. Of course, remember, before he goes, they will give him Ghana must go bag, about 10 or 20, so that his mouth will be sealed. All he has to do is to comply or capitulate, if you like. Those who have been called to come and represent Ndibo. And funny enough, Director, when you see how these people are segregatively doing themselves big harm, they wouldn't say, I am working on behalf of Biafra. They will say, I'm working on behalf of Ndibo. And those who are playing this wicked politics are also very segregative. If you look into what Goodluck Jonathan is doing, there is one person from Akwa Ibom in the people that are to be sworn in. But no single person from Biafra land, from Imo State, Anambra State, or Abia State. Why? Because Ohanaeze and Ndibo have already gotten their own share. He's giving them money to shut up. Therefore, they don't have any more thing to do in as far as official appointments are concerned. They don't need it because they have gotten their own via cash. If you don't get something in kind, you get it in cash. They've gotten their own in cash. Therefore, they don't need any more kindness to be shown to them. And when they want to show to them, they will separate Delta, Akwa Ibom, and then the rest. Making a Yoruba man his chief of staff. We've made our predictions. I don't like when I say something, I keep going over it again and again. My mom will tell you that when you carry on speaking on one thing, you are talking to a deaf person, because a word is enough for the wise. If you carry on repeating yourself, your words become meaningless. Jonathan's approach to our people is very inimical. Very, very inimical. Our sister is away. The new appointment is not given to anybody. We are not saying this because we want to partake. We are telling you reasons why you need to opt out of that particular zoo. We bring the news to you. It's not because we are participants in the news. No. We are looking what they are doing with frownness. We are telling you what they are doing to you on a daily basis. We are even talking. Now they know we are policing them. They are even very carefully doing what they are doing. Imagine there's no Radio Biafra. Because what we say here, tomorrow you hear it on AIT. Some people will doubt it. Go and check AIT, what we are talking here. Do you know now that the Yorubas are now deciding they have to know who is who? Because the director has revealed that those who are calling themselves Yorubas are not truly Yorubas. When you listen to their own station here, on Bank Television. That was the discussion of today. They want to know who are who. Have they discussed that before? No. Just like that, my brother from MBC, Charles or Prince, who was asking director, did we tell Ekweme that this is what we are doing? When Ekweme was there, what did he do for you? I should ask. We are not trying to, I've said this before, according to the book of Matthew, you cannot take an old wine and put it into a new wine sack cloth, because it will damage. You put a new wine into a new sack cloth so that everything becomes new. We are not recruiting any of those oldies to come and tell us how to do Biafra. Compromise straight away. because they'll go through your back, collect money, and then you yourself will become the stupid one, and then take you somewhere and shot you dead and put you in a bin. Here on Radio Biafra, we are doing things differently. I was having some argument about with my friends. Why can't you go left or go right? We are not going left or right, we are going straight. Because we have seen those who have turned left and turned right. Director said it earlier. If a woman was handling this Mosop who was wicked business, we wouldn't be here today. Because men tend to love money. APC have come over to London. They are trying to bribe Igbo. Because once you mention the name, Igbos love money, which is a fabricated ideology. They position it on our head. And it's happening. They'll first of all strangulate you, remove your source of income. And then when they show you the money, you have no idea or you can't have a defense. You say no. When somebody is against you, they'll get you. When somebody has something in mind against you, they'll get you. Except if you're strong, except if you're resilient, and except if you're focused. Here on Radio Biafra, none of us will ever fall prey to bribery, corruption, or anything. We are focused and we know what we are doing. We are just advising all of you, those of you out there who are still confused, who are still posing some questions, that beware when you ask questions. Those of you in the zoo are dying. The houses are creeping into your own land, raping your mom and your sisters and killing your fathers. This is not only happening in their own land now. They kill you in their own land. They want you out in their own land. Now they are creeping into your own land and nobody's challenging them. So telling you what is happening is not because we are part of what is going on in the zoo. We are telling you reasons why you should get out of the zoo. As I said earlier in my introduction, most of you do not even know that in bondage. Most of you are not even sure if they're sending you to slavery. They have taken life as part of how you met. And you know that religion is the most powerful weapon to keep you under, to become subservient and subdued. Just believe that God will do it for you. Whatever you see, that is how God planned it. It's all not true. God did not plan anything for you to be born into slavery. It's not the way. Man created it. And they created it and give you a portion of the Bible. Whatever you see, if somebody dies, God brought, God has taken. I don't believe in all those things. Men are creating your life and positioning and telling you how you should live. Most of you have taken it. But here on Radio Biafra, we say no. We have to change things and live like others. Those who gave you the Bible, you come to their land, they have electricity, they have water, they have everything going on for them. They brought the Bible to you. Why is the same thing not happening in your own land? Do you think at all, our people, do we think somebody brought you Bible? If you come to his land, he's got everything and tell you human rights to observe. In your own country, you even took the Bible more than them. Yet, you don't have a single human rights observation in your own land. You don't have good drinking water. Anybody can just come, a car will hit you and run away. The person will be put in a bin. And you're still hugging the Bible. Hug it and make good use of it. We have been created to be like animals. That is why all the genocidal, wicked, rubbish killing, no person from the West has ever raised a word and said, hey, these people have suffered. Who are the people killing these people? Why? Because they considered all of you as animals. They gave you something, tell you how you should behave, and we are complying with it. No question asked. The least, you fly out. When you come here, they ask you money. If you have money, they take you in. If you don't have money, they lock you up. You are running away from persecution. They'll still lock you up. And then today, you have visa or you don't have visa. When you see a policeman walking on his own, you start running, hit somewhere and die, thinking that they're after you. But while you are in your homeland, you don't ask questions. And if you do, they kill you. Ask that question here in Britain, you will live. You'll be respected as somebody who knows what he or she is doing. But our people, we fool. And somebody see you trying to correct something, they say, just leave it, don't correct it. Otherwise, they'll kill you. That is how stupid we all came to take our lives to be. Nobody queries anything evil. Nobody says we have to change something. Go to our land. It's full of Takeda paper from India. What do you manufacture and give others? We don't. The Indians will even look down upon you. Because whatever they fix and send us, we take. Why we have more brains than those who gave you how you, your life should be and how you should rule your life. Our people, I wish you can go back a bit and realize yourself again and start functioning. Because the brain we have can pull down a mountain if you use it. But our people is you eat, drink, sleep, wake up, eat, drink, sleep, and go to work somewhere. And then the next day you are dead. What have you achieved in this your lifetime before dying? You can make a noise for people to hear. A poor man never one day say, my people are dying. Or Hanese one never one day. But Ariwa, with their troops, they came to Biafra land to come and tell the Hanese or whoever that, hey, nobody should ask their people to come home. But they are killing your people. And you don't query them. The massacre that happened in Kano, in the park, they killed how many thousands? Most of them are still in the morgue. Our people are so stupid. Once you see money, don't say a word. That is what is ruling us. Money. Director, we keep preaching this on a daily basis until we go home. Because home, certainly we will. For those who want to keep asking questions, you see a little bird. You're asking that bird, where is your mouth? The mouth is there. The bird is there. Why are you asking where is the mouth? All those that represented us, what have they done to show, just like the director was saying, God's will, Apabio, he's the only single governor. He's not aspiring to be president, not aspiring to be anything. Within a short period, he's there. He is trying to renovate his own particular state. Telling the Easterners, let's work together, because he knows that we are related. Our people are into siphoning money, bringing it abroad, buying houses, 10, 20. Only you. What about those who are not very close to politics? They are feeding and eating like animals on the road and on the street. Shame to that name, Igbo. We have not organized ourselves at all. And the media has helped to bring us down. We are not doing anything. And when your brothers see you trying to make an impression, they start having a go at you. Why are you doing this? Why not live the way the things are? Why not live it that way? Woe betide anybody who sees something bad. And you cannot say it. Director, let me stop so far.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. That was the voice of the barrister. And very shortly, our lines will open. I think even they're beginning to call us already. Let's try and take this call. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Damian Elaga, Chibuzo.
Your name is Chibuzo, not Damian.
Hello, Director. My Director, I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Go ahead,
Director,
please.
Director, I want to sincerely thank you for the job you have been doing, actually. I can hear the voice of our eminent barrister. He's a very good man. Barrister Imam Mez is a very good man. My God, Ochukwa Biamon will see to our endeavors.
Amen.
And this is about the brother who asked questions about our leaders. We don't have real leaders, as I have already been saying. I want to let the youth over there, the Biafrans around, there is echo. The director is echoing.
Yes, it will echo because we're in a hall. Don't worry. Please go ahead. It's echoing
okay,
because we're in a hall.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I mean, about the brother who is asking about the leader, Igbo leaders, I thank our eminent barrister. He has expressed everything about it. Let that brother that asks questions stop answering such a question, because none of the so-called leaders that he mentioned is representing Igbos. None. We have been all white saying about this. Let all disease from asking such a question. Let us see how we are to gain our freedom. Getting our freedom is our target, is our struggle. That is why we are going from here today, to let people know that we have to have our freedom. when that freedom comes, all these people they usually respect as leaders will hide their faces in shame. So please, anyone that will ask any question, let that question be straight on what are we to do to actually restore the freedom. That's the Biafran. Nothing but that. So I sincerely, I didn't let the world know who is calling. Though I've called it, I said it, that is Elago Damian, the coordinator in Treviso. I'm using this opportunity as well to thank the coordinator, Mike Iranya, who has been doing so much. I swear the coordinator there faced to Suluka. Though I didn't meet him when we came there at Verona, but we met him as well since we saw his brother. I'm letting the world to know that Biafra has come to stay. No going backwards. Anyone among the Biafrans that is thinking that Biafra will not be raised, that person is making mistake. It's high time for all the Biafrans, wherever you are, to wake up in slumber and move up, get up, struggle to possess your possessions. Sitting down there asking unnecessary questions will not help you. And mind you, no one will give you your right unless you ask for it. Biafra is our own, and we are going to have it. Director, I rest my comments here now, but maybe I call back again.
Thank you very much.
Continue blessing you and all the Igbos generally. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. That was our coordinator in Treviso. Our lines are open, and please, before I go to the lines once again, because a lot of people will call us. A lot will call us. I know that. Let us go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Echezona Udeze from Newi. I'm calling from Jakarta.
You're calling from where?
I'm the PRO of Osaka, the Biafra meeting.
Osaka is where, in Japan? You're calling from Japan?
Yeah.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to apologize for us from Japan coming late.
You people are very late. Is it the fresh fish, sushi? And I see an oku. Is that the problem?
No.
It's not the problem.
I'm also saying thank you to everyone who are trying to restore the Biafra. And actually, I want to say the name we are calling Nigeria. The name we are calling Nigeria a zoo. It's not, that country is not qualified to be a zoo. I call that country mortuary.
And people said even in mortuary there is peace. At least if you go there, nobody is disturbing you, no kidnapping. So there is something, it has to be something worse.
Something?
It has to be called something worse than a mortuary, because in mortuary there is no kidnapping. At least there is peace and quiet. Everybody is sleeping.
Hello?
Can you hear me? No, you can't. He cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. And please, if you want to speak from this floor, raise your hand so that we can bring the microphone to you. This is Radio Biafra, because our lines are open and people would want to speak. Please go ahead. Give him the microphone to speak. Anybody here, you are free to speak. We have brought Radio Biafra to you. You take precedent over everything else apart from our callers. Please go ahead. And once again, you will reiterate your name and where you come from. Then you proceed.
Cha-cha-cha-cha, Biafra kweru. Cha-cha-cha-cha, Biafra kweru. Biafra kweru. It will be good for you. I thank the coordinator, the director of Radio Biafra. I welcome him once again to Verona. May Chukwa Bieme continue to bless you and your family, and all the indigenous of people of Biafra.
You see?
I also greet and also thanking God for the life of our general coordinator here in Italy, Mike Ilomwanya, and our coordinator here Festus Oloka, and the mic, all the people that fighting for progress of Biafra all over the world. I remember also Barissa and Odenibo from USA, all of them. May Chukwu Abie may continue to strengthen you in this struggle in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
It is a very shameful thing for we, the people of Biafra, the Igbos, the Jos, the Ishakiris, the Efik, and all the Eka Igbos, that we are preaching this good news, to you people. I thought that once anybody here, that people are trying to restore Biafra, immediately everybody will come in mass to support. But for me, I don't know why it is going like this. Although it is the fault of our fathers, those our rulers, than that place called Zoo. Director, I would like you to permit me to speak to all the Igwes down to that our Igbo land, and in the Kas and the Igbo and the Ejos. I will use my language, my mother language, so that they will hear it very well, because I was also brought up in a traditional way. No matter we are living in a foreign land, we know the traditional quite all right.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Ndi Igwe, ndi Obi, ndi nile na china na Biafra, obi ihihere nyere unu. Obu ihihere nyere unu, unu bundi na akpo unu ndi, unu asu unu bundi na chi obodo. Ebe konu unu, unu maziko mena ana. Unu makwa kanu anu unu siwere ofo wenye unu, tupu unu anu na buka abu obi. Obi ihihere. Isi umu unu ana atona mba. Umu unu nde ebu ebu. Aine kuma kaga nkalo lalo. Anase. Nobo. Nderi eto. Nokara. Bihye unu amu. Manokarere. Kambu alo charagani magu unu. Niye bu niye nda usa nande fulani mandi yoroba. Nye hane ebu na libo. Umu aina unu. Karere nde unu naga. Oba agotago ono. Lezi ome na libo. Kana foto. Una anoneba hanele. Ole ndibu ndo haneze. O haneze ndibu. Ndi igwebe konono. Ndi na achi achi na libo. Ndi buo menana. Kendibu ndi o haneze. Ele ga nabunu mwaka ndi wetero ono. Mpure ego adi. Wetero ono mwayoko. Wetero ono ego. Ego ewe yobo. Une uro bu meme. Ukwa sanisi. Une chie honzo habu nze. Una omokwa yebu nze. Oko nezeka oka onezetegi onwucho ndala kubui mani ipa mahono nerizi ndawu anose mu onye na agu unu oku adi mezo aha mezo abu mu nwafo aloga amami ihe na akpo state abu mu nwafo aloga n'okpuru agu ata onu obuna mai onwere ihe gbara ma anya mmiri na aloga ka anono nanu na onye na achi state unu wa na-akpọ Anambra Peter Obi ọ bịara mgbe e gburu ndị ugwu ọsọ wa gburu otu family na ụmụ ezu ụga ọhịa nnụnụ ka nkwukwu ekwuo ka ngwa ụnụ ma ndị ụga na-ege ntị isi ụga na-atọ na mba afọ jechije gbaa ọsọ ihe ga-eme Biafra anyị na-ekwu okwu ya anyị ejiri oge n'aka a ga-echigata anyị ga-anata ha udo ga-adịrị Biafra. Ihe nna agwụrụ bụ ndị igwe unu ka nna agwa unu ọmakwa onye nna duru oshi na-ejukwu agbawa ụzọ unu n'ebe aha na gị ndị bụ ndị a na-akpọ emia na ndị ọba ndị ala Benin na ndị ala Yoruba na ndị emia ugwu Hausa ha na-edu ụmụ ha ugbu a ha were ụkwụrụ agbawa ụzọ gịnị ka unu gwara ụmụ unu na ndị emia nwanyị na ndị na-achịrị ha nọrọ mkpụrụ anya ha na-egbu mkpụrụ anya ụnụ onye gwara ụnụ na mkpụrụ anya eze ndị ọzọ na-egbu mkpụrụ anya eze ndị Igbo unu erighị egonunu. Ha were ihe wetere n'ala ụnọ. Ha were mechaa wetere unu ego. Unu anana ọkụ ihe wetere bụ ụnọ. Unu mechaa ike. Achọ otu okpuru otu afọ nwa ụnọ. Were otu ọchịchị nye yi. Unu abịa kpube ya okpu. Ọ na-eko. Ọ na-eko. O ruo ebe ahụ. Nwee ihe ọ ga-ama ike ga-eme. Biko ha emegogo na-enye shugu ụnọ ọnụ. ndị igwe ihe nna agwa ụnụ taa kpọpụlatarị ndị ọha ndị ahụ bụ ndị ọha n'eze. O nweghị ihe ha na-emere anyị, o nweghị ihe ha na-eme. Unu bụ ndị igwe, tụkọta n'isi unu ọnụ. Ụmụ unu ka a na-egbufu, egbuegbuchaa. Ole ka unu ga-achị? Ya ka nna agwa ụnụ, ole ka unu ga-achị? Ndị ahụ bụkwa ndị na-achị ndị ugwu Hausa, ndị bụ ndị igwe ha na ndị na na-abịa, ha na-achị ụnụ ọchị na o nweghị ihe achị bụ ụnụ. O nweghị unu ga-eme ọka eji egbu kpọchaa ụmụ ụnụ. Ụnụ maara ihe unu ga-ekwu na-ekwuo. A sị m ka ihe na-eme ụnụ, a na m akpọ unu iyi maka ama m omenala kọma jeenị ka ụnụ lakpu unu chie echiche a echebara ya. Biko, the people of Biafra, I use my mother's tongues language to speak this in order the traditionalists to hear this. I thank the people of Biafra. I say Biafra must move on. We are the choosing race. God loves us. The land of Biafra is blessed. If you can echo very well, anybody who step into that land, no matter how they define it, but God is still in our side. Please, let us forge ahead, march on, and to restore this Biafra, there is no question, nothing. Nobody have defeated Biafra in any war. Even that man call himself the genocide, who committed genocide in the land of Biafra, call himself Gowon. After the war, he said, no vanity, no vanquish. Now, he cannot explain that language again. The people of Biafra, as a guarda to have a bruiser, the stomach does not fear before coming to the front of a human being. Please, let us forge ahead and restore the land of Biafra. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, and we are transmitting from here in the city of Verona. And we must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Verona. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello, director.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Emeku Mewane, calling from Iguacha.
Yes.
Biafra.
Please go ahead.
I want to greet everybody in Verona through this video. Director, I want to thank you for the work you and Board of Radio Biafra is doing. But especially, I want to thank Lolo Karomonde. That woman is a great woman. I want to say that Chukwudiam, I will bless her greatly. And Director, I want to comment on one of the news headlines here about Ekweme to lead the Igbo team to national conference. I want to use this medium to tell my fellow Biafras and Ekweme, because I know that he is listening to Radio Biafra. Dr. Ekweme and those Igbo team are political contractors. They are on their own. They are not representing me or my people. Anything they are going to do here will be binding on them and their family. I am a Biafra. They have said that on the conference that Nigeria unity will not be negotiated. Nigeria was created by Lord Luger, like you say.
He's not a lord. His name is Frederick Lugard.
Yeah. So, we are not here. They are not going there for us at all. Then, another thing is about those people who were killed in Kano, Dabongeri Kano. These people are my blood relations. I'm from Umezuga. I'm from Ezihe in Umezuga. The family is Ezebala family. Ezebala family. One great grandfather begat all of us. A man and his three children died in northern Nigeria. And he said, we are one. Director, my heart is bleeding. When we went for that barrier, Itobi was there. Yeah. He promised heaven and earth to the family. But I tell you, none was fulfilled. This man had five children. His name is Nnamdi Ezeval. One of them was on a scholarship given to him by Father Kam Monsaino. That one was schooling in Uga. Then during holiday, he went to see his siblings in Kano. Now, when he went to Kano to see his siblings, he went to a night vigil that night. The one who came from Uga to Kano died along. Can you imagine the tragedy? He were five. Three of them plus the man died. Then their mother did not go to church with them. And Dorothy, I don't think they also went to church with them. He buried four people of one family in one day. Four graves were dug. I was there. They are my brothers. Oh, marry them. We are the same blood. So when we look at how what is happening in Nigeria, you see that there is no time we can say that we are one. We need Biafra. I want to use this medium to call on every Biafran listening to this radio to come out in mass and support this movement. This is the only movement that can save us and our race. God bless you, Director. And Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Who else has something to say from here before we return to the line? This is Radio Biafra. Neman, not you. We give to those who are here. We are coming to your place very soon. Want to make a question? It will come to you in a minute. Let him finish, and then you speak. Go ahead.
Once more, my name is Ugo Chukwu Arakanwa Beze. Director, we welcome you.
Thank you.
And we thank all freedom fighters, Biafra freedom fighters all over the world. It's not by accident that you are here. We know that one day, I know that one day somebody must rise up. Because for a long time I've been thinking who will lead this Biafra? Because I know those people down anyway, before I come back to that, well, I happen to be brought up. I grew up in the north, precisely in Kano State. I was very small when I traveled to Kano. I grew up there. It happened that when I was, I think, around 17 years old, and I have this problem, and it happened that the Nigerian police, they came to took me away, and they refused me bail, that I disturbed them from doing their duty. From there, they refused me, but the next thing in the morning, they said they're charging me to court. And where I found myself was in a Sharia court. I found myself in a Sharia court. You know, why I want to give these stories is because of people. I don't know why a Southern, a Biafran, an Igbo, or anybody from the South, even, let's forget about Southwest, the Yorubas. Southeast and the so-called South-South. Anybody that is full blood of Biafra must. I don't know why this struggle, you are still having doubt. Now, I appear in the Sharia court. And they said that we are in one Nigeria, a secular state. But I wonder why they should charge me to Sharia court. Islamic law, under Islamic law. Okay? And they condemned me, although they gave me an option of fine then. Now, I want to go back, because I grew up in the north. I do argue with them, those Muslims. I argue very deep. I fought them. I know how we struggle. Now, the question is, why we say that we are in one Nigeria, and in the north, I remember, was it during the time of either Babangida or so, how many states from the Nigeria declared Sharia law in their states, and nothing happened? Nothing happened. Nobody asked question. I want to ask you, people sitting down here, or the whole world, even America, the whole Europe, to tell me, had it been that is any state in Biafra land that declare a different law in Nigeria, what will happen to that very state? But up to today, they are practicing Sharia law. And we call ourselves one state, one secular country. Okay. So,
I will try and come in here. You stay where you are, because it's very important that our people understand this. The reason why what he's saying is very critical is this. People sometimes say to us, oh, can't you see America and be like America? America went through a civil war, and they are one today. They are growing. There are other countries with divergent cultures and value systems living together, which is a blatant lie. When next somebody tries to compare your situation with those in America, you ask them to give you the address of the nearest Sharia court in America. Is there any Sharia court in the U.S.? You know, African people, I wonder the type of school some of them went to. I don't know how they are searching. What binds you together, what makes you a nation, is shared cultural values and value system. If you don't have it together, you cannot be in one country with that person. In the United States of America, do you have a sultan? Do you have an emir? You can practice your Islam in America, but you cannot have an emirate or a caliphate. You don't have a Sharia court. You can live as a Christian in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a parish mission or you're going to have a community of Christians with your own constitution and your own laws. No, you live under Sharia law. You see, in state formation, this is something that Azikiwe did not know. Azikiwe was a learned man. Yeah, that is true, but he's not very well learned. Every state lives under something. Everybody in every country lives under something. There must be something you live under. It is the rules, the traditions, and the customs of that very place. When you come to Italy, they have it. It's called the Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian value system. If you come here, are you going to come here tomorrow and tell them they have to go to Sharia court? Or tell them you have to stop voting? That Allah will decide who will be your alikali? Will you do it here? If you see a Saudi person come here, Saudi Arabia, maybe they come to Milan to shop, they comport themselves to the laws of Italy. That's how it works. If you go to Saudi Arabia, the same thing. But any day you bring Saudi Arabia and you bring Italy and you say, two of you must live together as a country, then there'll be mayhem, there'll be killing, there'll be slaughter. That is something that black people in this Yogi Yanahan got down, they can't understand it. It cannot go into their head. Because most of us are daft. Daft beyond recognition. No two competing value systems can occupy the same geopolitical space. It's impossible. It's impossible. It cannot happen. Even Russia and America cannot be in the same country. Germany and Britain cannot be in the same country. France and Britain cannot be in the same country. Why then do you go and bring the Tuaregs? Why do you, not the Tuaregs, I must say the Moors. They are the Moorish people. Fulanis are those that were impregnated by Arab people. They gave birth to them. They are the Moors, they call them the Moors. Not the Tuaregs. The Tuaregs are ancient people of the desert, of the Sahel and Sahara. They came to you. Britain handed you over to them. The same country that gave you Bible that you are carrying gave you to Islam to kill you, to destroy you. The same people that gave you the scripture, the same people that say if they slap you here, you turn here, St. Mark, St. John, St. Luke, St. Agnes, St. Mary, St. Maria. The same people. None of them came. When these Christians were being killed by Muslims, they did not come to help you. They never came. In my place, I go to St. Andrew's Anglican Church. That's where I was baptized. They never came to save you. None of them came. Do you know what they did? Instead, they helped the Muslims. They said, go and kill them. Those Christians, go and kill them. They killed 3.5 million of you. They could not even prosecute the Muslims for killing you. What I'm telling you today is that the only person you can... People don't know this. Why do we want Ishekiri, Urobo, Ejo, and why? We are the same people. The same customs, the same tradition, the same language, in case you don't know. What they speak is a variation of Igbo language. You can prove it. That's all there is to it. We are the same people. These are the people you form a country with. We can only form a country with Benin people if they accept that their monarchy, which is very powerful, can live under a democracy. The same way, as I told them, the principality of Monaco lives under France. Or else they have to be on their own if they want to practice what is called absolute monarchy. You can't have a country of competing value systems. That's why some of us went to school. Because if you go to school, you have to study to source. If not, you come away as a half-baked intellectual. As most of them were. Africa is not one. Even Britain is not one. This year, Scotland is voting to be free. Please continue.
Yes, thank you, Director. Now, I want to use this opportunity to talk to Britain and the United States of America, because I know that they are the world powers, especially the U.S. Let them know that Biafrans are the children of God. They have to let the children of God go. They have to liberate us by force. They have to say something. We want to hear from the United States on the media. We have not heard anything from the United States. We want to hear them say something on media about Biafra. Or else, that thing that God gave them to be the superpower of this world, we will pray to God, and God will take it away from them. If they don't support Biafra, our heart is pining and having ache. I stayed in the north. I know what I get. I went through. Once you are not a Muslim, there's no room for you. It's basic.
Didn't you tell them you're a Christian when they were arresting you?
Yeah, of course.
Why did they take you to Sharia court?
By force. Again, I want to use this opportunity to tell our brothers here, or our brothers all over the world, Biafrans, you know, normally, especially our brother who asks, where is Alex Ekweme? Is Alex Ekweme in support of what we are doing? I mean, I'm not a kid. I know what, I mean, I'm now 53 years. So anybody telling me about Nigerian politics, you are wasting time. We are, after the war, everybody, all of us, we know that any post you, any Igbo man or any Biafran is holding in Nigeria is given by him either by Hausa or Yoruba. Okay? So we beg, any post you have, you must give account to that. So there's no way any governor in Igbo land or in Biafran land, except Ababio, which director, you know, make us to know that he's trying his best. There's no way any politician, be him governor, be him Ohanaeze, be him, they are fighting for their pockets, for their families. So there's no way they can come to your rescue. They are okay. It is we. Mind you that in that country zoo, once you're okay, you forget others. It's only somebody who feel the pain of the downtrodden people who are suffering. You cannot be happy. So I use this opportunity to tell our people, please, let us know what we, you know, put our hands together, our heads together. Let us come together with the help of Chukwu Abiyama and the director and Uchemefo, Barrister Mezu, Carol Monde, who happened to be a British woman, but now we crown her Laurel, and we must continue to address her as such. I plead with all Biafrans all over the world, please, let us come out and support this struggle so that we achieve it soonest. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. You had a first-hand experience of Sharia. You did. Most of us don't pray for that at all. It's terrible. We have a caller who has been waiting on Skype. Are you still there? We have a caller on Skype. Are you still there? No, he's not there. He's gone. He is gone. Let's see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you loud and clear.
Your name, please, and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm there, Director. Now,
turn your system down and speak to me via Skype, if you may, please. Go ahead.
It's all right. Can you hear me, Director?
I can hear you loud and clear. Turn your system down.
You have done that already.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Clement Oba, popularly known in Moscow as Chris. I'm from Imo State, Biafra land. My local government is Mbaitoli, Obako village.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Moscow, Russia. Thank you very much, Director, for this rare opportunity. I've been trying to link up since. On behalf of the Executive Committee of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia, we want to appreciate the good work you have been doing for the Biafran people through or via RBL, Radio Biafra London.
Thank you.
Also, allow me, if you may, to introduce the officers serving the Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia.
Go ahead.
I want to thank the following executive members who have been working tirelessly in conjunction with RBL to preach this gospel around this country. And we are already seeing fruits. I want to appreciate the efforts of our ABU coordinator, Mr. Charles Agujebe. You are a man and a half. Biafran people appreciate you. I also want to thank Mr. Chima Chinagoram, Ebu Piaruo, and also Mr. Clement Siuba, our General Secretary, that is myself, and also Dr. Barrister Tony Abogo, one of the members of our legal advisors, Barrister Ikechukwu Orisha. Biafran people all over the world appreciate your efforts. I want to also thank Mr. Kingsley Hemegulem, mobilization officer of the Indigenous People of Biafra in Russia. Mr. Raf Ndika, I also want to thank you for your wonderful contributions and efforts to seeing that this great dream is realized. He's our able treasurer. Mr. Bere Obioha, also, Indigenous people of Biafra, thank you for being our provost. You are a man and a half. We want to also thank Ms. Roslyn Nwosu, our women leader, in this country who has been mobilizing our ladies to join this noble struggle. May God continue to bless you all. I also want to appreciate and thank Mr. Jerry Ibe, Chairman of Elders Committee, aka his title, Chinakwe is the one of Adazi. You are a man and a half. Biafran people appreciate you. Keep up the good work. Barrister, if you may allow me, can I still make some comments?
Yes, of course you can. Go ahead, yes.
Thank you very much. Having done that, I want to thank our able director. In fact, I call him a prophet. He's my friend on Facebook, has been very busy since he came back from leave. We appreciate you, Director. We thank you very much for all you have been doing to see that Biafra is realized soonest. We appreciate that. I must not fail to mention the able barrister, Imam Mezu, and Mr. Uche Mefo, for their good contributions and their efforts in seeing that they carry on while you were away. May Chukwu Abiyama continue to strengthen them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I also want to appreciate the efforts of our brothers and sisters in Verona, Italy, that are hosting you today. May the good Lord, the God of the Biafrans, Chukwu Abiyama, continue to strengthen them. May he replenish your pulses hundredfold in Jesus' name. There's another lady I want to appreciate in the U.S. I don't know if she's a miss or a missus. Miss Chioma Amaryllis, your words of wisdom, Biafrans in Russia, appreciate. Continue the good fight. Thank you very much. Director, one more thing. A special announcement to our Biafrans living in Russia, resident in Russia. We are having our general meeting on the 22nd of February 2014 at the usual venue. Notice will be served round by the PRO and myself. Please endeavor to come. You cannot afford to miss this crucial meeting. Very, very important that you come. Issues affecting the restoration of Biafra will be on the top of the agenda. Please endeavor to come. There will be telephone lines you will have to call if you miss your way. All are already in our group Skype and Facebook. Please try and keep to the time. It's 4 p.m. Moscow time. Thank you very much, Mr. Director. I want to conclude by directing all Biafrans all over the world to this wonderful document called the Ahiara Declaration. I want to mandate or beg, appeal to all Biafrans to go through this document. Read it, study it. This document is an institution. You cannot improve on it. May the soul of our departed hero, Dim Ezeburuburu, Ikemba One, may his soul rest in peace. In conclusion, Biafrans all over the world must understand that the Biafran struggle, the Biafran struggle is a noble one, is a noble cause. And men of goodwill all around the world are with us.
And they are. And they,
and
are.
They are with us.
And they are.
I want to put a line.
No, our dear father. You hold on there. When I come to Russia, you quote that line for me.
All right.
There are people here that I want them to speak. Thank you very much for calling all the same. Thank you. We appreciate that. I will not take any more calls. Of course, the calls are coming in. We want to allow those of you here that want to speak to be able to do so. If you have any questions to ask, you ask.
Please, Emmanuel, yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
Director, you're welcome in Verona once again.
Thank you.
And I thank our coordinator and every of the our brothers and sisters helping you because this movement is not a one-man show. So we cannot do it alone. We are our brothers and sisters help us. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Director, I want to ask you a question. Based on our 31st broadcast and 1st of January 2014, from the documents you read that particular date or so, because I followed the broadcast, which is almost 8 hours or so broadcast, I came to realize even the people of Biafra of then, either 1912 or 1913, when the documents were signed, even Biafran people, no one represented them, the space, no one signed for them. So, Director, what I'm asking now, what if so-called Ohanaeze Ndigbo, or whosoever they have chosen, or whosoever that have chosen themselves, that they are representing us, Biafrans, to speak for us, then went that place now and resigned this particular document again. And let us bear in mind that we didn't sign this particular document then, but we are suffering the same thing this moment. So my question is this: won't this particular, this, if they went ahead to sign this particular document again, won't the something affect our struggle or restoration of Biafra? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much. If they sign, if they attend the confab and come away from there with anything less than Biafra, we are finished. You cannot discuss Biafra again. As simple as that. So that is why if they are going to a confab, it's up to them. And we've told Ohanaeze anyway. It's either you go there to discuss Biafra or you don't go at all. If you go and discuss one Nigeria, you will not come back home. You won't come back. You will not come back. If you go and sign any stupid, useless document. We don't want autonomy. We want total independence in memory of those that died. 3.5 million, we remember them. If you have forgotten them, I have not. Even those that died under Masop, we remember them on the 30th. Do you know that? Unumanka. Everybody pursuing freedom, not those that went for kidnapping and stealing, we remember you. As long as you joined that group to fight for Biafra and you lost your life, on the 30th we shall pray for you. Thank you. The next person please wants to speak. Come close, come close. Please. This is Radio Biafra for those who don't know. And the number to call please remains for those of you in Italy. 3894460372. I repeat, 3894460372. If you're calling from outside Italy, it remains +39 389 446 0372. It's a Wind Mobile for those of you in Italy. I understand it's free. Go ahead.
Good evening. Fellow Biafrans, in Verona, Italy. And good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Director Namudekano, we say welcome to you.
Thank you.
You're a great man. You see, I supposed to be here early enough, but because of the condition of the condition we find ourselves outside Biafra land, you cannot do what you want to do when you want to do it, because we are just like a slave. When I told my people, that was 1998, when we are doing Igbo meeting, that we are modern slaves here, they wanted to kill me. But what is happening today? Director, something that make me, that in fact, when I came in here, I'm short of words because I thought that maybe director is my mountain. But I don't know, he's just an simple man,
yes,
like that. But you know that God always use simple people to do his work. Think of King David. He's a very short man.
Yes. Was he?
Well, King David is not all that huge man, because he's when Samuel went to, when God sent Samuel to go and anoint, he saw his big brothers, because they were huge people, huge men. He went to anoint them, but God said, no. Until they went to farm and bring David,
yes,
where he was taking care of the cattle, the sheep.
That's correct.
So what I am saying is that our people, the problem our people have is that we should stop judging person by his or her appearance. What we use to judge person is what the person can do. So Namu De Kano, I've been hearing your voice on the Biafran radio. And since I've been hearing about the news about Biafra, I'm somehow resurrected. I was having something when I went to hospital. They said, if I want to write something, my hand will be shaking. I went, they said, maybe you have Parkinson. I said, Parkinson? I said, maybe because of too much work I do here. Because of too much hard job. Because of hard job. But believe in me, since I started hearing Biafran radio always in the night, yesterday night, I was with you people throughout. When you were in Treviso,
yes,
you closed around 11 something, and I followed it. I discussed with my great man, my coordinator, small but mighty.
Yes,
you see, director, you don't know what is going on, but I always praise you because, we are here in Verona, we know what we struggle with our people because of Biafra. We know the bad names people are calling us. We know what they are doing us. So when I said, I say, if it is like this to me, who is nobody, what of director? So I just stand up because I'm short of words. But every time I hear the news, I'll cry throughout. I'll be shedding tears. But I know I'm a strong man. I never cry for anything. But when I hear what is happening about my fellow people and our person is, because if you want to say this, another one will enter his mouth. Dear friends, we have problem. And my name, first of all, because I know many people would like to hear my voice. And maybe with this great opportunity I have, that the whole world, I think, director, the whole world is hearing my voice now.
Everybody. 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 Everybody.
You see, I've started enjoying Biafra in advance.
Yes.
Because since I was in that zoo, answering in Nigeria, nobody has ever heard my voice on the air. So what I'm saying is that Biafra must come, because somebody like me, I want to air my view. I want people to hear me. I want to correct evil. I want to tell people on their face that they are evil, as Nigerians are evil. So fellow Biafrans all over the world, the person you are hearing, his name is your brother. My name is Obi Okoye. I come from Upo in Dunukovia local government area, Anambra State, formerly in Nigeria in the zoo, but now in Biafra land. Clap for me. Director.
Yes.
In fact, you know, this is my coordinator, Festus Suloka, great man. Every time he say, Obi, why you speak to Radio Biafra? I said, I'm nervous, I cannot talk. Because I don't know that this type of thing can happen in my lifetime. Who told me that somebody will stand up? I watched one video tape, Wazirike was talking rubbish. He said, they sent him to jail because he declared Biafra. I said, you declare Biafra and so what? And where is that Biafra you declared? So now our director come. One thing I love about our director is truth, because I like truth. I like truth. And the truth is bitter, but say it, because truth is life. Ezeokwu bụ ndụ. Nangwa na ezeokwu bụ ndụ.
That's number 1.
Ndị Igbo na-ege m ntị, because director, I must tell you, it's over 2 years now. I never remember when I speak English last. ask them. I don't speak English. Because I like my language. Sometimes some people say Igbo language is not complete. I said, because you don't know how to speak it.
I can speak.
Our general Jim Chukwu Amaka Odumegwu-Ojukwu, the Kemba one of Nnewu, Adikede Oramma of Igbo land, of blessed memory. When he want to speak English, he will speak English fluently. When he want to speak Igbo, Otanyata. But one thing I want to ask a small question, director. What is wrong with the Igbo learned men and women?
They are not learned.
The problem we have is from them. Because once they finish, they graduate from the university, they feel that others who do not get to the campus, that they are all nothing, they are illiterate. To the extent that somebody I sent to university, I pay his school fees, said that I'm an illiterate. So how do you think I will pay school fees for another person? But that is not the bone of contention now. Director, please, you are welcome.
Thank you.
We, the Biafrans in Verona, we are small, but we are mighty.
Yes, I know.
Just don't worry yourself about the number of people you see here. We are great. We are promising and assuring you with our national coordinator, Iroya, that Verona must stand.
You say?
Verona must stand.
You say?
Makana eze nchi for ofu, ogana utani. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
We are happy, and I pray that God Almighty, Chukwu Obiama. Director, let me just say one thing before I forget. I tell you, I have many worries in my head. Because when I think about situation of things in Nigeria, sometimes I decide, I want to hang myself. But because if I hang myself...
Biafra is coming, don't.
If I hang myself in Igbo land, look over.
Yes.
So I cannot hang myself, and I wait, because I know Biafra will come.
Yes.
And I pray that God Almighty will help, that all of us will enjoy together in Biafra land.
You see?
Director, let me give you one information. Somebody came back from Nigeria, the zoo, and now I want to tell you people that the correct name of that place is not zoo, because zoo is a bit organized. It's game reserve. Where a lion and antelopes live.
It's true.
It's game reserve. Because zoo is a bit organized. They keep lion different, goat different.
Yes.
It's game reserve. Where they eat us like as lion eat antelopes.
Antelope, yes. Game
so somebody came back from Nigeria, and the person is supposed to come here. Because when I saw him this evening, I said, "Are you? Let us go." He said no, and he started telling me all sorts of story, that if we try to take this message or go to Nigeria and say all these things, that people in Nigeria, the Igbo politicians, they will kill all of us, that they have set their traps to make sure that anybody who comes and preach Biafra must die. I had this thing yesterday. And since I had that thing, I was thinking, I said, oh, my, our director. But in any case, one with God, they say, is majority.
Thank you.
Director, I want to tell you something. This man here, he's the person with this small kids, that the people who brought Biafra and Verona, and our chiefs and the Igwes. If you, today there is baptism or naming ceremony or what, you see all of them, they wear isiago,
yes,
dancing, wear a 2 year baby is doing bad day. Shameless people.
When
you try to advise them, they call you names. Bushman, useless man, this, that. Please, director, try to teach us, because we are missing. We are missing track. Everything you say here, sometimes you say, you talk that Igbo people, Igbo meeting has never achieved anything for Biafrans. And when you say this thing, I started thinking, since I started the Igbo meeting in this Verona, they have never achieved anything. The only achievement you have ever made is to do end of year party, take people home when they die.
That's all now. What else can you do?
And
what
you said it, I said, So I'm not here to waste so much time, because I know that so many people are waiting to hear. I'm here to tell you that we are solidly behind you.
Thank you.
And if I may have chance to speak again, you allow me to speak in Igbo, because I love that language. Ooh,
we'll be here tomorrow again. You will come and you speak in
Igbo. Okay, thank you very much. And my fellow Biafrans, I thank all of you. May God bless you anywhere you are. Where you are making money, save it well, so that we use it to develop Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. And God bless.
Thank you. Amazing. Very, very amazing. We like that. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, our lines are still going. We must take calls. If you have something to say, we will reconvene again tomorrow. Don't forget that. You haven't spoken today. You have tomorrow to speak. This is Radio Biafra. I told you people before that there are only 3 people on this earth blessed by Chukwu Abiyama. Did I tell you that before or not? You don't listen to Radio Biafra, do you? 3 people. The Biafrans, the Ethiopians, and the Hebrews. Only 3. Not more than 3. And I told you that the reason why Ethiopia is poor was because they started to worship idol. They followed other people's god and not Chukwu Abiyama. And that is why Ethiopia will be poor forever. Forever and ever they will remain poor. No amount of investment can save them. Unless they go back to Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we are lucky. The reason why Biafra has not come up until this time is because Chukwu Abiyama is waiting to see if you go back to him. If you don't go back to him, you will not get Biafra. I have the proof in front of me. Once again, Nonso is doing important work, research, very deep research, that the wife of Moses is a Cushite. Cushite means Ethiopia. Go to the Bible, you see it. I told you. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Because before we come here to speak, we must have been inspired by the Holy Spirit. Anything we tell is correct. Before God and before man. It may sound fantastic to you, but after a few days you see it's correct. We told you. On the 30th, I'll tell you who you are, where you come from. We are from the exact spot you came from. And I will tell you that you're the children of God. Go and worship Chukwu Abiyama and nothing else. Give glory to God and not to anything else. Nothing else apart from God. Because he is your God. In his own image were you made. Don't follow other people who are not circumcised.
He said, it is, I gave them that God to worship. It's not for you. You are different. You are mine. There is no visual representation of Chukwu Abiyama anywhere we come from. It's a spirit. The people that preach the gospel to you, they don't understand it. They cannot worship spirit. They need to worship something they can see. That is what makes you different. Before they came, before Chukwu Abiyama decided to punish us with Frederick Lugard, his punishment because we are sinful people. Anyimere mmehie. That was why Biafra was taken away from us. 1967 to 70, we were not ready. We did not see the light then. He said, I will not give you your freedom until you are ready. Now is the time. This year of double red moon, this year. The moon will turn bloody this year in the next 2 months. We will tell you the exact date. And during that day, I will ask you to go outside during broadcast and look at the moon. It will happen 2 times. Once every 500 years. The healing water in Biafra land comes once every 7 years, but because of our abomination, it never came for the past 30 years. It came last year. This is a window of opportunity. 2014, 2015 is a very small window for you to be free if you want to grasp it. Or else you'll be shot. And in the next 75 years, you will fail to exist. Igbo language will be gone. Your children will be born abroad, and they will be slaves forever, whatever they are. This is your chance to return to your maker, whole. Because in this new Biafra, there will be no Osu. You go to prison immediately. There will be no Osu. There will be no idol worship. I have told people who said they are scholars that abomination in my place is called Aro. When you name something Aro, see, it means it's an abomination. Aro is Aro, wherever you take it to, in whatever dialect in Igbo land. When you speak Biafra, you must speak Biafra spiritually. Biafra is not just political. Biafra is spiritual. It is the only way to salvation. There is no other way you can be saved on this earth except through Biafra. The kingdom of heaven in this very place. When I tell you the reason why they don't want Biafra to come, you marvel. You people are the ones that hold the key to heaven. You may be doing cleaning work, sweeping the road, doing care work, washing old white people. It doesn't mean you're not great. You are great people. That is why I get upset when I address our people. You don't know who you are. Only but if you knew who you are. Only. That is my prayer every day. That Chukwu Abiyama may open your eyes and you will see your greatness and your glory. Then you will know why they hate you. This is Radio Biafra. The Cushite people are Ethiopians, not me. Written very clearly in the scriptures. That is where the wife of Moses comes from. The Ethiopian people. I am not talking about King Solomon, no. I'm going further than that. When we do research, we don't stop at 200 years, 300 years, no. We go back to the beginning of time to tell you who you are, so there'll be no ambiguity. This is Radio Biafra. We are here preaching because Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come. We tried it before in 2009. Everything collapsed. Everything. Even the last pin we bought with the blood money given to us, everything was taken away from us. Chukwu Abiyama said, you will go and do this on your own. And people will come. Your people will rise up. Those that believe in the truth, Nihinezi Okubundu, truth is life. Live the truth and you're nothing. That is why Arinze is fighting the new pope. Do you know that here in Italy? Do you know that Arinze is fighting the new pope? You don't know. Cardinal Arinze is fighting the new pope. The pope said there is no absolute truth. Arinze, being an Igbo man, recognized that the essence of an Igbo person is the truth. If you take away the truth from an Igbo person, that person becomes a nonentity, becomes meaningless.
That is why if you take somebody from Igbo land and put them in Nigeria, they turn into violent, imbecilic animals. Because you are removing their essence from them. You're asking them to lie to get a contract. You're turning them into an animal, something they are not before. You are very, very special. You are very, very lucky you have seen this day and will march into Biafra because nothing will stop it. They said they are politicians. Poly who? How many are there? Olekahade. These politicians, how many are there? That is why we want a revolution. I don't want a peaceful Biafra. I've said it before. I want a Biafra of revolution. So when we vote you in tomorrow to go and serve us as the finance minister, if you found one kobo on top of your, not God forbid, kobo, Biafran currency, it won't be the pound. We've asked you to look for a name for it. Not pound, not British pound, no. We have a zego, we have a gemma, we'll look for something to call it. Not pound, no, God forbid. They have been wicked to us. If we elect you as an officer of state, you will go there and serve your country and leave. Another person will come in. By what will happen between now and next year, if you go to office and they show you budget to steal, you will say, no, I won't steal it. Because what happened to them will happen to me. It's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. They must be prepared now. Olekahande, I have told our people back home, if I go home and I fall, you will cut off the head of the police commissioner and send it back to the north. You will kill the governor of the state and the entire family should be wiped out clean. They will know how serious we are. How deadly we are. This is 2014. They will soon find out that we're not joking. If they are sensible, they will give us Biafra and all these evil men should go on exile. A death is coming for them. All of them will go on exile. We don't want to kill them on our land. Because up on side, like all, you don't spill the blood of a Biafran on Biafran soil. You don't do that. It's against the commandment of Chukwu Abiama. They will go on exile. Or they will die there. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Who else has something to say? Because we must bring our program to a close. We are very close to it. I love what I see in Italy. Michael Iranya is a very clever chap. But we have to cut down my schedule. Because something is happening back home that I need to attend to. Maybe my visit. You people are very lucky. I'll stay here for 2 days. The rest will be perhaps one day each. Very, very critical because I have to go home to Biafra land. I must broadcast from Biafra land. I must go there. The meeting will be tomorrow, not today. I can't understand. What are you saying? What meeting is this? The one on Boracay. Yes. Okay. We're having this, the coordinators meeting. Is that correct? Which one is this? Yeah, no problem. We'll do that tomorrow. The Igbo meeting will be tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. They should come. We welcome them, Igbo. We'll tell you where the word came from. We'll tell you where it came from. It is not Aboriginal. It is not. We'll tell you. I asked them to come out. And this is how Grakoko come out and debate me on the air. If you feel you're educated, come out on the air. We'll give you Radio Biafra. I will get up from this seat. You will sit down. We'll buy tickets for you. And then we debate. When we finish, they'll take your certificate from you. Why am I here? We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? No, they are gone. Please, you may go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, all Biafrans all over the world. I want to give one impression. So-called Igbo Union, I must have to confess that... Really, the coordinator of Treviso, in a person of, give me the name once more, the coordinator in Treviso, Chief Elago. Chief Elago was once a chairman of Igbo Union in Treviso. And I believe he did wonderful during his tenure. Chief Elago happened to come from Mbano, and I read one of his brochures where they sent a borehole to Nigeria, I was really highly impressed. I want to give one impression before issue of Biafra came. The Igbos are trying, I must confess, because you have to hold on something before the Biafra came. I believe, even though we want to do something, we have to go along with them. They are our brothers. I comment on Igbo in Verona here. Even before this news of Biafra came, you can see this book here, you can see this brochure. This is what did the national conference. A name of Biafra was written here. We, the Igbos here, have tried, the Igbo Union have tried a lot. Despite for the fact that most of them did not understand why Biafra is now, but they do understand. They are our brothers. And I believe as such, that is something we have to work, we, the Igbos here, we under the Igbo Union umbrella on before, and we have been trying our best to see that we take care of our brothers, even the welfare of our brothers. I happen to be the financial secretary of 2009. We are almost 300 members. I'm talking of financial members. If we are go along with them, I believe we achieve more. At least congratulations should be given to them. At least I've told them that Nnamdi Kanu is here today and will be here tomorrow. And they said they will have to have a talk with you. Maybe ask questions and they give them the directions of how to handle things. I believe together we can achieve more. Because everything about Biafra, honestly speaking, our presence is also good, but the most important thing is the finance. Because if it doesn't contribute, which means we cannot go anywhere. We support the Radio Biafra. We are talking about our transmitter. We are talking about a lot of things. Those people that they are working for Biafra, they must have to be paid. He said, you reap from where you work. So at least our support is to support them financially and otherwise. Please, thank you for now. My name still remains Lawrence Nnanna from Ezmoha, in Isi Alambano local government. Thank you. I love Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. For those of you who don't know, we have commenced our step and we are moving home. As we speak, Ikechukwu Enyiagu is in the zoo. So also is Yoshito Keke from Thailand. We have commenced our march to take our headquarters back to where it belongs, which is Enugu. That's where we will stay. And from there, we shall broadcast. What we want is Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. We are bringing the program to a close. A lot of people are calling us. I don't know. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. You are the last caller for the day. This is Radio Biafra. We're in Verona, in Italy.
Am I the one you're talking to?
I'm speaking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Nnamdi. I am Chike, and I'm calling from Germany. First of all, I want to say thanks to our brothers, dear friends in Verona, in particular, and Italy in general. Great thanks to Michael Iranya, who is the national coordinator. Nnamdi, you have said it all, but I want to tell our people that what we are fighting for is our dignity as a race. We must do that. We don't need any permission from anybody, from Britain, from America, from whoever, the nation or whatever you call them. The fight for Biafra is our problem, and we must carry it all alone. And if I am not mistaken, we have our demonstration on the 30th of and I do believe that immediately after that demonstration, that is to tell the world that we are coming, then the very crucial task will go in, and that is full preparation to go into the battle itself, because we don't have to wait for anybody to give us Biafra. Biafra is ours, and we have to take it. We don't need anybody to help us. We just need to go on and do what we have to do to take Biafra. And you have said it on Monday. Nobody will say it better than you do. Biafra, I thank you so much for your efforts. I was supposed to be there with you, and here am I today in Germany, doing the same thing I have always done for the sake of Biafra. I want to tell our people that there is no other way we are going to get Biafra apart from fighting for it. So if, like you have always said, they give us the option of fighting, we are going to fight because we are not going to shy away from it. So I thank our brothers and sisters in Italy and in general, Biafrans all over the world. Let us all come out and do what is right to restore our honor and dignity as a race. That's the only thing we have to do for our people and for generations to come. So Nandi, as we move along, God will always continue to bless you, to guide you. People of Adiama will always be in the forefront, protecting you, guiding you. We do say that so Igbo or Ada Igbo man, by the grace of God, we are going to get there, and we are going to do what we have to do to protect our people. It is our sole responsibility. Nobody will do it for us. It is our people that will stand up to do what they have to do, and that is to restore their homeland. They take their destiny in their hand, not leaving their destiny for somebody of 80, 90 years to go to Abuja to sign a document for you to remain in the Pecos group. So we thank you, Nandi. Chukwu Abiyama will always continue to protect you and guide you. Thank you so much, dear friends in Italy.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chika Anyegbudam. Thank you for calling Radio Biafra and expressing your views and your opinion. I don't know, in the absence of the barrister, the coordinator here will bring this very program to an end for us today. Had the barrister been with us via connection, he will still have this honor because we are here and he's our principal host here. So the honor falls to him, please. You will bring this program to an end for us.
Good evening, Brafans. Good evening, my fellow Brafans, director. Good evening, all coordinators. I'm here once again, the coordinator of Verona, Phase 2 Sunoka. I am from Asia and here, local government in Brafaland. I say I thank you all today for here to welcome the director of Radio Biafra. It is my pleasure to tell you all this evening that I'm happy. For those of you that turn up to recognize the signal of Biafra, and that is how it looks like the day Chukwu Abiyama will give his glory to all of you. And those that hang around thinking that maybe they are one or two best people that we should come and honor before they will come in and welcome Biafra. My brother, I am standing as a Biafra and not an organization. I fight for my country. I don't dacodo Biafra with anybody. But I keep to my word and I keep standing on my word. I don't dacodo Biafra with anybody. I don't go to Biafra to go and dacodo Biafra anybody in his house. It is my honor and I'm very happy that I'm in front of the director this evening and see what I've never seen before. And I'm still honored this evening again to be in the midst of the Biafra. To the whole world, to hear that my own blood brother Ikechukwu Enyeagu is in Nigeria, the Biafra land, I mean to say. I'm sorry. Now it's time for we to know who is who. I've told you before that Biafra is not an meeting, it's not an organization. You understand? If you feel that the way I approach you, you don't like it, director is around and I urge you to come tomorrow. Come and explain your feelings. Come and say the reason why you don't want to declare Biafra and you are kicking against it and you tell yourself an Igbo man. Good evening again. So it's my pleasure to bring this program to an end. I reserve all my comments again for the Igbos. Please, if you come out tomorrow and honor the flag and honor the glory of your nationality, I will shut up my mouth. But if you don't come out and you keep kicking against Biafra, I will use you as an example. That is my end of my story. Thank you very much. And God bless Biafra.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yes.
Yes, this is the end of our transmission today. I understand there are other three zones that would like to see me, but there are also other pressing Biafran issues that I need to attend. I will be here tomorrow. I'm not going away. I'm not saying I won't be. Of course I'll be here. I like Verona. I will be here tomorrow. I like what I have seen. I like the enthusiasm. Our other brothers are coming tomorrow and sisters. Is that correct? From Igbo. Ndi Igbo na BH. Is that correct? So we shall meet them. We are here. There is no problem. Anything you want to add to it? Please go ahead.
Good evening again. This is the coordinator of Verona, Festus Unoka. I want to give an honor to one person to speak, Pierre Director, please, before we close down.
Go ahead. Go
because
ahead.
He is the chairman of Anambra. He is my chairman. He honors the Biafra. He honors Biafra the very first day I call upon him. So it is my pleasure to call upon him to speak to the whole world. Please, my chairman.
Yes, please. Yes, he should have spoken a long time ago. Please. Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I use this opportunity to say a hearty welcome to Verona.
Thank you.
My coordinator, my cap is on the ground. And fellow Biafrans, I thank each and every one of you for responding this evening. I could have been here earlier, but because of the nature of the country, as Obi Okoye has said before, that's made me to come here a bit too late. But that with not standing, I reserve my comment for tomorrow. So, at a point that I may have a sufficient and enough time to talk to fellow Biafrans. I am telling us, I want to tell all that when I look at the situation of things in that country called Nigeria, I do shed tears. But as I said, I just want to reserve my comment tomorrow. So, Director, I'm saying to you that all Biafrans here in Verona, we are with you. Come rain, come sun, even if it will cost our blood to see that Biafrans get their freedom, I'm telling you that we are ready to give it.
Yes, sir.
So I thank you, and I thank all the people that are motivating this emotion. So may God bless each and every one of you, all your various endeavors you lived and come here. I'm saying that God will see all of them through, no matter you are not there.
Yes, sir.
But Chukwu Abiama, who we are worshipping, is there to see them through.
Yes, sir.
I thank you, and I thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Yes, and our dear sister, please. Go ahead.
So there's something I want to sing.
Go ahead.
Namdini de mambombo. Namundini de anyi mambombo. Namdina chigi merigezi. Namada poro nagyo mbombo. Nagin. That is, it's wonderful. Wonderful. I keep on repeating. There is a statement that my coordinator said. He said, let them come. Maybe if there is a way he offended them, let them talk to him direct. At all, that is, I did 10 hours every day. When I come back home, my husband will be at night. Sometimes I will wash, then I will sleep. But when I heard you are coming, I said, no, let me come and see him. So let them come. And my coordinator, I want, please, if you can do this favor for me. Anytime you people will have meeting again, some of the members here in Verona, they are married. Let the women come out. Let Let them come out. Let us do something for our country. I personally, I'm a woman that everybody knew here in Italy. People know me as Adore and Adachi Yerugo. Adore is calling all women, all parts of Italy to come out. There must be a change. Verona women will change. They will change. But tomorrow, yes. Nnamdi, yes. You are a God sent.
Thank you.
I remember during the Obama, I was at America when he was doing his campaign. New York, when he was doing campaign. There was a woman at the supermarket. He said, "Ha, look at this man. But does he think that he will win? How, where is he going?" But until the dying minutes, Obama won. Because he's a God sent. As you are a God sent, the whole world is hearing me. Nnamdi, biko, one more, biko, one more. Emekwana ka ndị Jehova bụrụ ọnụ. Emena ha. Kwuru, because you talk without fear. And I don't worry, I talk without fear. People that know me would say it. Even if in Nigeria I will go. There's something I want to say with Italian language. Siamo qua per combattere per nostro diritto. Per nostro diritto, tutti i genitori che nato bambini qua in Italia devi venire fuori, gente che è sposato bianca devi venire fuori, siamo qua per combatti. Remember bless.
Thank you very much. We are complete. We are complete. We have received the blessing of our women. Our women are very holy. Once again, there was a story I told before to remind you of how important our women are. There was a time that evil was happening in my place, Isiama Faruku. My grandmother told me, I'm not like Barestemam Mezu. The grandmother will always tell him something. So I'm now beginning to remember what my own grandmother told me. Things were very bad. And in the middle of the night, women came out. Naked, 12 midnight, with their staff and lantern, and walked around the village lamenting. It did not take a week, every evil person died in the village. People don't know that the highest court of appeal we have in Igbo land is Omuada. They don't recall them every time. Anytime things are happening very bad, they send for them to come. And when they come and rule on a case, it is final. No more is the Supreme Court we have. The final arbiter is women. So we tell you where we come from, we revere and respect our women. Let nobody tell you otherwise. We are the children of God. Chukwa Biama, to be precise. I thank all of you. The enthusiasm I have received in Verona is amazing. All over Italy, wherever I go to, it's been fantastic. I never knew such people were in Italy. I never knew, to be honest with you. But now you are here, and we have come to you. We are the only ones stopping ourselves from getting Biafra. Nobody is stopping us from doing so. Those people that are saying, leave them, leave them, leave them, does Biafra belong to them? You have a share. All of you, even your children, they have share where we come from. Do you know why and how? Everybody born, every male child born in Biafra land, that is how you know people who are related together. Their culture is always the same. You are entitled to a piece of land. In other words, everybody is a landlord. Is that correct or not? When you grow up now, your father must show you where to build. Is that correct? Your father must show you where to build house, a land somewhere.
So you are automatically a landlord. Do you know that Biafrans are the only people that do this in the whole world? We are, oh dear Lord, we are out of natural justice, everybody is entitled to a piece of the land because the land is holy. You reaffirm your holiness by owning a piece of the territory. I say to people, when you come to pursue Biafra, you must understand the deep meaning, the mysticism behind Biafra. It's not just a country. It is the dwelling place of the Most High. It's a holy land. Holiest in the whole world. That is why they don't mention your name. That is why they cannot say Biafra. Some of them will mention that they will collapse and die. How wonderful. The time has come for us to reclaim what is ours. As Nnamdi Olebara said, we are going back to where we belong, where we come from. And then we can visit Italy for shopping and go back. The same way the Mohammedan Emirates of the North visit Dubai for shopping and go back.
But this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to Verona. We have preached this gospel here today without fear or favor. Because we cannot afford to be with fear before our enemies. We are fearless before them. They know this. I will go to Enugu and God knows I will broadcast. I hope they're so stupid as to kill me. I pray they do so. Then at least we have an excuse to engage them openly. We are prepared. We are formidable. Because of us, our brother was asking, Britain sent a warship to the Bight of Biafra. We've told them, Britain, we have things against you. If we take you to court, the compensation, we won't finish paying it from now till forever. So go back home and sit down. They want to stop us because they know after Biafra, then they can predict the coming of the Messiah. They know that very well. They know there is something about Biafra. They know that very well. That is why they can't mention your name. Or they can't hold it. It's too hot for them to handle. So the best thing to do is to suppress you every blessed year. Give you idiots to rule over you. They know you're very special. It is that unique character that we are here to raise. It is that very special characteristic that we are here to bring to the fore, that the world may know that not only do you have a country called Biafra, that the people actually exist. And I have come to Verona and have found them here as well, as I have in many other places. That is why we insist, that is why we maintain that this Biafra, we say all the time, is our religion. And on this radio station is where we worship, because that Chukwuebiam is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, and keep all of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night.
Triumphant from all our foes.